So far, I've only gotten one complaint that we're going to start posting the shows a week late on RussMartin.fm.
Mm-hmm.
And he pissed me off. It was a compliment, but his wording just sucked. I'm not waiting a week to hear the show. I can't wait a week to hear the show. I'm going to this web. There's a website that you can, I'm not giving it out, that will record almost any show imaginable. You just type it into his, you go to the website, type in the name of the show.
Right.
And it will record it for you.
Okay. And it does that for free?
I think it will record one show on one station for free. If you want more than that, there's a yearly fee. Or a monthly fee. I guess it gives you the options.
I don't know.
We're going back and forth in the email. And again, he's a listener, and he obviously really wants to hear it, the show, which is a compliment.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, you keep my money for .fm, but I just listen to the show on that website. Well, thanks for giving me the heads up. Thanks for stealing my show.
Yeah. Is that legal?
Well, freak if I know.
I mean, I get it if it's a free service, but once you start charging to record something that's over-the-air broadcast for profit, then I think at that point, the radio companies might want to have a word with you.
Well, also because you don't get credit in the ratings for that.
Right.
They don't hear the show real time. We don't get credit.
Right.
So for .fm, we're just going to delay it a week. Try that for one ratings period. 3 months. See if it makes a difference. If it doesn't, then we'll go back to posting the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the emails I got, I'm bummed, but I understand.
Yeah. And I think really for the most part, it's for those that only listen to the .fm, I think what will happen is it'll only kind of, they should really only be bummed for like a week. Because once they get that first download of a week's worth of shows, then they'll have a show every day. It'll just be a week late. So they'll still get it. So they'll only really be interrupted for 1 week. That's that first week. And really, if you want the most immediate show possible, then you should just be listening to it on the actual radio.
So, well, your foundation is going to take a big hit from .fm. Too bad you're more worried about your radio show than your foundation.
Well, see, that's not fair.
Well, I know it's not fair. That's when I crawl up his ass.
Good. Good. Sorry.
If I didn't have the radio show, I can't fund the foundation.
Yeah, in this instance, we know what came first. Chicken, egg, show, foundation.
I was pissed. I called him a swizzle stick and other feminine part names.
All right.
Again, I understand. A fan wants to hear the show as soon as he can. I doubt that it's really hurting us in the ratings, but there's no way to find out unless we test it.
Right. And about how many subscribers do we have?
I don't know, a couple thousand.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And the video stream. If you watch that, you know, I'm not, the video stream is up. Don't turn it off. But we don't get credit in the ratings for that.
No.
I don't even know why I decided to do the video stream.
Initially, I'm not sure, but I think overall the idea was that maybe someone would pick it up, put it on TV.
Yeah, cut the show up. Maybe run it on a Saturday night on some station.
That needs it.
Don't they sort of do that with Dish Nation?
Yeah.
I know they run it daily, but don't they run it on the weekends?
I think so. They run repeats over the weekends.
Yeah, I think the first airing is at night, and then they replay it the next day, middle of the day.
Yeah.
But it's also a daily show that's 30 minutes, but it's multiple radio shows that are doing it. So they got a lot to pull from, in other words.
So if a local station wanted to carry it, give us some money, we put that money in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't go at the video stream half-assed. Could have just stuck a camera up in the corner, brought in a lamp.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Flip-flops, black dress, socks,
mm-hmm.
khaki shorts, and say tremendous a lot. So I was really surprised the first time I saw Mark Davis's show on Channel 47. That's really all they had.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh. All he's got's a camera up in the corner.
Yeah, and his is worse than Mark Davis's. Now, I don't know if they've upgraded it since the last time I watched, but it really wasn't that long. The last time I saw it, there were good enough cameras to where Rush didn't have to be pixelated.
Maybe the video stream's not a good idea.
Maybe it just depends on who you are. I don't know. That's the thing. TV people always love to look down on us radio folk high up on their mount.
Oh, face for radio.
That'll teach them.
Okay.
Or even when I think it was Jody Dean, when they were doing his show, they would do it for like 30 minutes or an hour every day. I think it was on Channel 11. And his cameras weren't terrible, but they definitely weren't this.
Mm-mm.
I never got a chance to see it, so I didn't really care. I don't know. I haven't done any research. I'm going to leave the video stream alone. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else is... Well, I don't know if Limbaugh streams all the time. His entire show. And you watch it on your computer. He doesn't get credit in the ratings for that.
No.
I don't know. If we were to... See, at this point, I'm just being greedy. Of, you know, I want to be number one in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just men.
That's not greedy. That's competitive. That's a good thing.
Good catch, Alfie. Yeah, it's sort of like the idea of like in a football game, basketball game, whatever.
You want to run up the score.
Right.
Well, we're already doing it on the male-oriented stations.
You don't want to get the score run up on you, then play better.
Surprise. Some of the stations haven't called the FCC.
Well, they're just beating us more on purpose now. Embarrassing us. Is there some kind of law?
No.
Don't you protect high school football kids?
No.
Of running up the score?
No.
Oh.
It's more just a matter of choice on their part.
Who else can I call? Can I call the law?
Give them a call. See what they say. I'd be curious to know. Tell you what. Record it. Let us know.
Okay. We'll call Dallas and Fort Worth PD.
Okay.
They'll be on my side.
No, they won't.
I gotta go. I'm the hard line.
Okay. What else weird happened? Recording the show. Chewing the listener out. I called Tina on the way home last night. Still haven't heard from her.
Really?
So I have no expectation from this point forward.
She must be thoroughly embarrassed then. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, then you should have made the decision not to call me through the jail phone. You should have called me from jail.
Well, she didn't want to leave you hanging. She at least wanted
well,
to...
Well, what's the difference?
She wanted you
now
to know
I'm pissed off. She don't call me back because she won't tell me why she was in jail.
Well, that I can't help. I'm just saying she wanted to let you know she wasn't going to be
well,
there.
Well, what she did, the outcome is the same. We're not going out. Whether I thought she stiffed me Sunday, mm-hmm. say she didn't place the call, or she called or she didn't, we're not going out because she's not talking to me now. Unless maybe she really, I thought about this, maybe she expected me to get her out. Although in the message, she didn't say get me out.
I think it's just as simple as she called so you would know she wasn't going to make it for your plans. And after that, she's embarrassed.
Well, almost. Alfie, you ever been in jail?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
All right.
Don't apologize for that, Alfie. That's a good thing.
50% of this show has been in jail.
This is true.
Yeah. We're not ashamed of it.
No.
Were you proud of it?
I wasn't happy about it.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Yeah, I mean, it would just, after you get out, the next day sucks, and then the next day, and then you get over it.
But we're also men. We have a tendency to get over things like that a little bit quicker. We're talking about a female. And in addition to that, we're not even a whole week removed from when she got popped. It's only been a few days.
Could have said, it didn't make any difference.
She's going through something and you're worried about you.
I'm worried about her. I'm checking on her. Don't try and turn this. That don't work with me, see? You didn't want me to, if you were embarrassed about being in jail, don't call me from jail.
I don't think she had a choice.
Well, yeah, she did.
She was showing manners. And
okay, so where are the manners now? I'm assuming she's out. You'd have to be in there for. See, I guess it was Sunday, so unless she got arrested Saturday night, 3-4 days, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time. If she's still in there now, she's in there for something bad, and I don't need any of that.
And
I'm not waiting on conjugal visits.
And if it's that severe, then I probably support that. But I'm just saying, just give her a little time. Give her a little space. She's been through a lot.
Didn't you say I should call and check to see if she was okay?
You did. I did say that, and then you said that you did.
I did.
And then you just said like a minute ago that you called last night. Still,
yeah, and she can't even call back.
Again, she's dealing with stuff.
Ah, you damn convicts. I'm curious now if she expected me to get her out. But there wasn't anything in the message that said, come get me.
It didn't sound like it.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
An inmate at a detention facility. If you would like to set up an account and accept this call, please press...
In fact, I forgot about that.
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, so first of all, she knew she was going to be out the next day or later that day, or she wouldn't have said, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean get me out.
No.
Or that's what I extrapolate from that.
I'm with you. She didn't sound necessarily worried, and yes, she had, yeah.
Or the whole thing is just a ruse, and she decided she didn't want to go out. I don't care.
Which is just a really elaborate way to go about it.
Well, they have apps and websites you can go to fake,
and I guess
all that information as well as the caller ID.
Yeah, and I guess that some people would use that as a quick way. It's like, hey, I'll send this message over, and that'll scare off this guy, because who would want to go out with a convict? Well, the problem is, as you pointed out, 50% of this show has been arrested, so we're not going to judge you for it.
25% of this show, well, let's see, 75% of this show has no convictions.
Touche.
Sorry, Chloe.
Eh. There's not any bad ones.
So, in other words, I mean, we're a pretty open-minded bunch as far as when it comes to getting arrested. And that's not just because we have some friends that are police officers.
Well, the reason I wanted to go out again, because I didn't get a chance to play with their d*****s yet. Man, I sure like playing with d*****s the first time.
That new, fresh out of the bag?
Yes. Yeah.
So what made you decide to kind of pursue and see what was going on?
I wanted to play with your d***s. It looked real good on the outside. Mm-hmm. Mm. Show love squeezing.
See, women always say they want a man that's honest. I think they want it on their terms as far as the honesty.
Would they let me come and squeeze your he's in jail?
What, like
do you stick with them to the bars? That sliding window thing? You probably can't get both of them through.
Left one for me.
Thank you.
I bet that's going to be frowned upon.
No touching.
Sorry. I didn't know the rules. What do you got, Alfie?
People calling about your jailbird.
All right. Why does it say Alan O?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be a dash.
Oh. Well, you don't have to put a dash in. Why do you put dashes after their names?
Because it's nice and orderly, easy to read.
Well, there's only one box on the call screen thing for their name.
Yeah, but sometimes I use that if I need to pack in a ton of information.
Oh. Well, in the future, just tell me what they want.
All right.
We're almost to that point anyway.
Yes, Alan.
Hey, Russ, I was just wondering if maybe you had considered that arraignment didn't go the way she thought. She might still be in the can, man.
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I've had a surprising arraignment myself, where it's just like, I'm going to be here for a while. Grab a Snickers, man.
And
I'm sorry. There was a satisfying joke in there, but I got to let it go.
Sure
get a Snickers and shove it my ass. Keep the other guys out.
Satisfied.
They ain't gonna want it when they drop my drawers, especially if they don't know it's a Snickers.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd like to go for Baby Ruth. That looks more realistic.
Right. Man, you really got to set the tone that first day in.
You learn that really quick. The first thing you do is you start trading smokes or whatever. You get a Baby Ruth bar and you stick it in your butt. And then when they try and get you from the backside, they go, oh, this one's not clean.
Ew. You got a dookie.
That's all I need is somebody eating it.
That'll show you. That'll show them who's really crazy.
Man, that guy ate his own turd. We better leave him alone. What are you in for? I'm a shit eater.
I don't care what you did. You innocent.
Yes, Aaron.
Hey, Russ. I was just going to say, man, I've been in jail a couple times for traffic tickets. You only get $100 per day that you're in there. And like right now, I have a ticket for $400 for no insurance. So that's 4 days just for that one ticket. If she's got more than one, she could be in there for quite a while just based on simple traffic tickets.
Have you paid that $400 yet?
Hell no.
Do you plan on calling an attorney?
No, I'm going to go pay it. I mean, I didn't have insurance when they caught me. That's just the way it is. I'll go pay it. I just figured I'd let you know before you worried about.
Well, I'm not going to rat you out. I just don't. I don't want you to get stopped and they go, well, I got insurance now. Well, you still owe us $400.
Yeah,
that's the way it would be too.
And just because Russ has,
but yeah, man. Don't worry about your girl, man. It's $100 a day. Could be 2 weeks, you know, just on traffic.
I don't care. We've only been out technically really once. We met once and went out, and then Sunday was going to be the second date, and then and obviously she's on the lamb. What were you going to say, Dan?
Well, I was going to say just because, you know, you have the foundation, which goes to help fallen police and fire families, doesn't mean you a snitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop dime on Aaron. Where are you right now, Aaron?
I'm in the middle of nowhere, man. I'm working. I do pest control. I'm just pulled over on the side of the road. Hey, dude, the good thing is if she's in there a while, that jail poon, that's the best kind, man. When they get out, they're ready to go.
I don't know. All right, thanks.
We can look it up, see if she's still in. Then you could show up with that bail money, be the rescuer. Mm.
Well, first of all, if she's still in jail, why not just call me back and go, okay, I'd like you to come get me out now.
pride. And or back to the embarrassment thing. Because unfortunately, like, maybe she doesn't have the money for, like this guy was saying, to actually get herself out. So she's just having to get her dollars a day credit.
I don't know how it works if you can't. Let's say it was a DWI.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anybody can get bonded out.
Right.
You don't have to give the bail bondsman the money right then, do you? Should we call Big Bubba?
Yeah, we probably should.
Just to see how it works.
No, they do that.
I wonder if Big Bubba could run a search. You know, he's got access to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And find out where she is.
Mm-hmm. That can happen.
Okay. I'm not checking to see where she is. When she wants to talk to me, she knows how to get a hold of me. And I still think something was squirrely about her leaving that message on my voicemail at work and not my cell phone.
I got no answer for you there. I wish I did.
There's just something odd about that scenario in itself. Were you going to say something, Chloe?
No, it's gone.
Unless she didn't know what your cell phone number was by memory, but knew she could somehow go through like the phone book and look up Clear Channel, iHeartMedia.
I don't remember there being a phone book when I was in jail.
I guess a lot of you didn't get a lot of the pleasantries that others get.
I got my own cell.
Well, hey.
That's cool.
Nice bed.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Hot pocket, pita pocket thing at noon with Kool-Aid.
Oh, food. Okay.
No, let's not code.
Okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:39, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by West 7th in Fort Worth. We're getting started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 just before 75-45. Got an accident blocking everything but the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Beckley. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, right at Lover's Lane. Got some road construction blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Knox Henderson. And finally in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Walnut Hill. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is slow through that area. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Smoothie King. Tonight, the skies will be clear, a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny at a high in the low 80s. Right now, 80 degrees and 97.1 to Eagle.
You see what happened there? It went blue.
You uncomfortable now?
No, I'm just proud of you.
K-E-G-L. This is not my life.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, I'm looking at line one.
A lot of people are
did
calling.
Did he say why they don't allow calls to cell phones?
I guess just because they're sometimes unreliable or because they cannot accept collect calls.
Well, this service.
Yeah, because usually you got to set up a credit card thing. That's how it usually works. Because I've gotten calls from jail before on my cell phone.
I don't know. This one just sounded like a third-party service. Because it said if you want to set up an account, press, you know, I don't know. I think I deleted it before it got to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you can just say, I accept the charges. I guess you have to go through an automated system, give them a credit card before they'll let you talk to whoever's in the pokey.
Mm-hmm. How was it when you were arrested?
Like
for you to call out?
Called Trey, called Tim Powers.
They come got me out.
That worked out nice.
Mm-hmm.
So no collect call or anything?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
It was 2008. But if you want to keep reliving it, we can.
I'm just curious. You're asking these questions. I'm like, well, you've been in it. How was it when you called?
Oh, I know. I was hungry.
And you got a Hot Pocket. Eventually.
I was happy, too. I didn't know they were going to feed me.
Well, you probably also needed to eat something since they picked you up at the gym.
A-holes.
Let's get him when he's famished.
And they gave you Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Any particular kind?
I forget. And chips.
What kind of chips?
I think they were Doritos.
Oh, yeah. 2008. You don't remember anything.
No, they were Fritos.
Oh, man. Good and salty. That way you crave more Kool-Aid.
Damn.
You were practically in Gitmo. Give you just a little bit of Kool-Aid, not enough to really quench your thirst.
Keep me dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Like you those cups on an airplane. You know, this little bit.
Yeah. Give me a real cup.
Cops refusing to give you water?
Yeah. That's right.
That's my favorite.
Sleep deprivation.
The water thing was real. Okay. Oh, the other thing that was odd, this jail thing aside, screw her. She wants to talk to me. That's up to her. I'm not checking on her anymore.
Someone did have an interesting point on that, though, that we hadn't thought about on Facebook. A guy says maybe she's pissed at you for playing her call on the radio, and maybe her husband has put two and two together.
She didn't really have a husband.
No, that was something he threw out. Well, still, she might just be mad at the fact that we're talking about her and that you played her message.
The outgoing message on my voicemail, my office says all calls can be used on the air.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean she's happy about it, though. Just another possibility.
Okay. You remember the video that I sent to Channel 4 of the wheel coming off the Suburban?
Yeah.
Some listener found it on YouTube. Some guy that puts together wreck compilations. Found it in a compilation on YouTube already. And I'm guessing they make money off of it because it says subscribe here.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you can subscribe to any channel. That doesn't necessarily mean that. I don't know how that affects your money. But yeah, if it's on YouTube, someone can get paid from it.
Is there a way to tell if they're making money off their videos?
There's no definite way, but if there's ads running at the beginning of it or during it, then they likely are.
I don't remember seeing any ads. All I know is I just looked at it and went, mother. I knew I should have branded it when I put it on Facebook.
How so?
Well, like with our video here.
Mm-hmm.
See that bug in the lower corner?
Yeah.
It's called branding.
Okay. I'm not stupid. I'm just asking for those that don't know.
Yeah.
Plus, when it's in a corner like that, someone can crop that out.
They can, but then it's easier to prove that they stole it.
Yeah.
And now it's hard for me to prove that they stole it because I didn't brand it. Anyway, that was just another pisser. It's like, how did they find that? And I wonder if it's somebody local.
Facebook, you get stuff on Facebook, and that's kind of the setup. That's the design. That's the purpose of social media. You post something, and then you send it directly to the news. Then the news posts it on their site, and then all their followers see it, and then shares happen, and then the web.
And I looked at Facebook's privacy policy, whatever. They said it's something you post on Facebook. You own the intellectual property. So he stole it. Whoever this guy is.
You going to get him?
What am I going to do? We have a hard enough time getting the other stuff of our show off YouTube.
That's true.
The problem is this guy has, it's a crap one, but he has something of a fair use rationale.
How?
Because he's claiming that it's educational, that it's...
That people can't drive?
Well, it's...
Don't drive like this?
Pretty much, exactly.
As opposed to... Like had Russ put a puppet show online, he couldn't have used that.
Exactly.
Unless maybe I was drunk when I did it.
In which case, don't drunken puppet.
This is what happens when you reach a certain level. Don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I just know to at least mark this stuff in the future. I don't like somebody taking my stuff. Yeah, we got things on the YouTube show, audio, whatever, even though it's our property. YouTube's giving us grief. What do they normally tell you?
They normally want us to somehow prove that it was ours. Like, show us the proof that it's yours. Well, I say, well,
it's got my damn face in it.
The video stuff, there's not a ton that shows up on there. Audio stuff that I've tried to get taken down, for the most part, if I get in contact with the poster, they're listeners, they're cool enough to take it down. After you say, hey, listen, money for this goes to the foundation. Don't screw the foundation out of money. Then they usually just take it down right away.
But YouTube says they need proof that it's ours.
Exactly.
But in some instances to where we've launched a complaint, we've won, and it's gone. But not all of them. I don't know what's difference between one channel and another.
My guess is people. You probably have someone that sees it as, someone was first to the party with this particular video, someone else is doing it. That's more work for me, this individual that works at YouTube. I don't feel like doing that today.
Maybe we have to start running disclaimers, just like the NFL does.
Well, that doesn't, I mean, you can run all the disclaimers you want. I mean, the FBI has the anti-piracy stuff before every movie. Doesn't stop anybody that I know from downloading stuff.
I know, but when you go to YouTube and the audio is there that says this is the property of da-da-da,
mm-hmm.
Well, we still got to prove that that's where da-da-da.
Yeah. Duh.
And probably the same thing with the video on the video stream. I don't care. I got too many other things to worry about. I got Rodney Anderson up my ass.
Why is he up here?
Where are your tax returns? Where are your tax returns? I'm getting them to you.
He likes to move fast. This is what he does. It's the whole thing of they can close.
Well, he's the one going, well, you know, this could be a problem because you don't have enough credit cards. You only got one. And I started getting emails yesterday, people not paying attention. Well, you know, there are special credit cards you get. They don't do a background check. I got credit. I got money. I got lots of money.
Russ doesn't need a tote the note credit card.
I'm not being denied credit cards. I didn't apply for them because I didn't need them. I can get credit cards. I got more credit cards than anybody you know.
Get you an Ace Cash Express card.
Yeah. And anything that's on a recurring cycle of I got to pay, I just have it come straight out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
I could have it come off a credit card, but I thought, why? I don't need credit.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole credit thing, once you start looking into it, the whole thing is odd. Because if you got an 850, lenders are suspicious.
Because that's perfect.
Obviously, if it's and then to say, well, your credit score is good, but it could be better if you owe people money.
Yes.
But Rodney said, don't do anything. He goes, I don't want too many inquiries into your credit report. I went, all right. You sure I don't need no cards? I can get cards. I get a bunch.
He didn't say you needed a bunch. At this point, now we don't even know if you need any. It's just a matter of how much would it actually help you.
Well, you also have to have a history. Mm-hmm. I don't think you just get Target card, and all of a sudden your credit score goes up to 810.
Although that would be nice.
I'm done with that. So I got him, Rodney. Man, you never sent me copies of your pay stubs. Man, first of all, I don't like you knowing this.
He's seen that stuff before, though.
Oh, but it's none of his business.
It is his business.
Well, I know it is, but it's really not.
I just
take my word for it. I'm in the house. I can pay for it.
It's the definition of his business, supreme lending.
I don't like it when he giggles.
Okay, well, that I can't help, and that's him just getting back at you for the times you've been rude to him.
because I just gave him my base salary. I didn't include bonuses or talent fees.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel the need, though, to include that stuff?
Oh, I will with these two last two stubs.
Take that. Where's your giggle now?
Because the 15th is when we get paid for our talent, and the end of the month is when you get your bonus money. That one's going to make him sick. Okay. You got audio?
Yes.
Okay.
Cut 12. Yesterday afternoon, the Baltimore Orioles had a baseball game, but because of all the riots and the protesting going on around the neighborhood in Baltimore, Major League Baseball saw it best not to even have anyone show up for the game. However, the game still needed to be played, so they did it with an attendance of zero, okay, which is the first time that's ever happened in baseball. So this is some of the players talking about how weird it was being in an empty stadium.
You can hear everything, literally. So I told guys, you got to watch what you say to the umpires. They're going to hear everything in detail.
Coming up the runway and walking out, it was like, you know, you're coming out for batting practice a little bit. Like when we hit here, nobody's in yet. And then you realize that, you know, you're a few minutes away from playing a Major League Baseball game that's going to count.
For me, being right in the middle of catching a pitch and hearing the press box announcer notify the press that I think it was somebody's 60th home run or something, and I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. You know, good for that guy, you know. Like, you don't normally hear that kind of stuff.
Because it really does. I don't know if you've ever been in the ballpark when it's, for the most part, empty. Because the ballpark already echoes when it's full of people. But when there's no flesh in there to soak up some of that noise, every sound is magnified.
You could hear camera shutters firing.
Yeah.
While people were swinging.
And I wonder if they had to keep reminding themselves as players, this counts. This isn't rehearsal.
Right.
This isn't an exhibition game.
Right.
Certainly not an exhibition game.
Nope.
You got to play this one for real. To help both teams out, they should have just played crowd noise through the PA.
I think as a player, I think it's, you play with it as interesting as that is. Because for these guys, they probably, not since they were in grade school, had they been at a game with that few people. Or even in grade school, there were more people. But still, the only people in the stands were pretty much your family. And that was it. You didn't have people actually buying tickets to come see you play.
So why do you think it's good for them to play in an empty stadium once?
It's fun. It's kind of, it's nostalgic, where you go back to where you're playing baseball as a kid as opposed to a million-dollar athlete. And they actually played the game in 2 hours and 3 minutes.
Does that matter?
Yes. Most baseball games take around 3 hours.
Why do you think it went faster?
That I don't know. Just the play was faster. I don't know. Partly because they didn't have to have any sort of fanfare or anything for the game. They didn't have to announce to the crowd who was doing what.
Yeah, dot races. You know.
Yeah, there's no worry for dot races. Just get out in the field, throw your warm-up pitches, let's go, let's play.
No seventh inning stretch?
I don't think so. I'm not even sure if someone sang the national anthem. I would assume somebody did, or at least a recording, but
what,
I don't know.
Was the game televised?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they had all the news stations were playing highlights just last night. Hey, look at this baseball. It's completely empty. So the Baltimore Orioles announcer, Gary Thorne, he had some fun with it because this is cut 13. Seeing as how they usually have the window open, the players would be able to hear what he's announcing for TV radio. So, but he decided to have a little fun with it and pretend it was like golf.
Jones will whack the son of a gun to center field. That's for...
And also, kind of like how that player said earlier, you could hear things that go on in the game that, as a player, you would not normally hear. And one of those things could be the announcer. Because if he was excited, all the guys in the field would hear it.
So did he even have to use the PA? Or he just opened the window?
Well, this isn't the PA. This is the TV guy.
Oh.
The PA guy probably did just open up the window.
Jones will whack the son of a gun to center field. That's very deep. It's deep, and it's off the base of the wall. He will head to second base. Adam Jones has a double, and that green jacket is well within reach, Jim.
Good on you, Gary.
Well, you also don't have the crowd noise and the excitement to go along with your play-by-play.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Why amp it up? That ball is long. That is far. It is gone. The home run for the Pittsburgh somebody's.
Baltimore Orioles.
One of them flying things.
The ball is hit far and is hit deep, and oh my God, it just knocked out a protester. I believe that's incited a second riot for the day.
So they were worried about protesters inside creating issues.
Not just protesters inside, they're worried about protesters outside, people coming to the stadium and everything around the stadium, because most of the protests and riots were happening near the stadium.
Hey, man, we let everybody in. Is it bat night? Because we didn't hand out no bats. I just made it mama night.
That's the way to go. Bring your mama.
I just have your mama. Your mama goes by herself. Ain't nobody going to mess with mamas. Line one.
Yes.
All right. Yes, Rusty.
Yes, they played the game as normal as possible yesterday. They played the anthem. They've done everything warm up. They've done the seventh inning stretch. They even had guys throwing balls into the empty stands like they would do on a normal game.
That I did see. I did like that.
So, but yeah, they played the game as normal as possible.
Okay, thanks.
One guy came out of the dugout doing a curtain call. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
What am I saying? He walked up. He was signing autographs.
Yeah. He was air autographing.
Yeah.
Take his hat off to the fake crowd. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Well, he gets up to bat, and he just like points straight out to the left field. This one's for you, little Timmy. Okay, we got a break here. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
407. This is KEGO. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Al Picoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. We're getting started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway. Right at Keller Springs, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 at Lovers Road Construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Knox Henderson. Still in Dallas, eastbound 30 just before 75, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820 right at Sun Valley Drive. You got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Berry Street. Flying high over North Texas, I'm Alfie Coy at 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Shalotsky's. Clear skies tonight, 57 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 82. Right now, 80 degrees and 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Threw it away. An email from some guy that said, I found it. Subject line. F*** you for bashing Miatas.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Martin, my name is Greg. I'm a member of a local Mazda Miata Owners Club.
What?
For the past two meetings, you have been a major topic of discussion.
Oh, my God.
I'm emailing you to ask to please stop your knocking on the radio. You're a real piece of for ragging on one of the most popular and fun vehicles out on the road. It's an economical and attention-getting convertible, and there's nothing gay. I never said it was gay. And there's nothing gay about it.
No, you're just talking about the two guys.
I think you're just pissed that someone else might enjoy a car they drive. Sorry, we can't all own Batmobiles and General Lees. Kindly quit your unwarranted talking. Sincerely, Greg. He sure focused a lot on that gay thing, or just the fact that he thought about it at all.
I'm pretty defensive about it.
Hmm.
I guess he didn't like, you know, no one likes being stereotyped, so I think that's fair.
Also, too, at the meeting, I just wonder, how does it go? First topic of discussion.
That damn Russ Martin is talking Miatas again, talking about that Brian and Leron. Be mad at Brian and Leron.
Yeah, they started.
They're the ones running around the name Miata, having the oral pleasures at the stoplights.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I commanded them to do it.
Yeah. So really, at this point, as long as you're not orally pleasing some other dude in your Miata, you're fine.
They're probably getting more attention on the road, and they don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine some of them probably, especially at a red light, people rolling down their windows and asking, "Hey, are you Brian? Are you Brian the idiot? Where's Leron? Tell Leron to come up for air. I want to say hi."
Or people just taking pictures in general. You know,
I did it two Fridays ago.
They must love my Miata.
I tried taking a photo of that Miata on the way home. And it was just too shaky. I couldn't get a good shot. I was going to send it to all you guys. We'd all have a great laugh. Look, I found Brian.
Listener did the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Took a picture of two guys in a red Miata. It said, Brian and Leron spotted.
It had to be them.
And then who is it that knows somebody that his name is Brian and he drives a Miata? Somebody on the show?
No, there was a guy that sent me an email saying his dad, I think, his name's Brian, and he drives a Miata. Then there are other listeners that just happen to be named Brian, and they're getting asked, are you that Brian? And they're having to say, no, I'm not. It's been a rough couple of weeks for
Miata drivers
and Brian's.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, if you're a Brian who drives a Miata, your life's hell.
Well, the guy, Brian, that called a few weeks ago, he started it.
He did. It was his fault.
Trash talking Dan. Calling Dan nothing but for the most part, an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, not every day that happens. Stands out. And it hurts.
We're calling up, straightening him out. Always agreeing with the big man. Got to kiss his ass every day. Wait till they pick up the phone. Shut up, Leron. It'll be my big time. Leron, record this on your phone.
Oh, no. I really wish I knew what kind of car he drove.
Oh, no.
Because then we could have made his life more hellish.
Yeah, it would have gotten to the point where he would have sold it.
I don't even know where we came up. Miata.
In that case, the Miata Club, I can't believe that exists. The Miata Club has a genuine bone to pick with us because we have basically said that driving a Miata is kind of just, it's.
I always thought Miatas were for more of a chick car.
Yeah.
Only because I dated a girl once that really wanted one.
I remember when they first came out and they were just being sold as just a sports car in general. I don't know if I remember the commercials being geared towards women, but I do remember seeing one in an episode of Baywatch. I really wish I knew why I remembered it, but I do. Because, like, yeah, David Hasselhoff in the show, his boss bought a Miata. Big, nice red one.
And you're right. Why is there a Miata Club?
There's a club for every car.
Well, yeah. Is it a club or is it a support group?
See, I think it started as a club, and you have turned it into a support group.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I drive a Miata. I've driven one for 7 years. I lost it all. I had fame, fortune, a good wife, a nice home. Then I bought that Miata.
And what happened when you bought that Miata, Brian?
After I bought it, everything just went to My wife left me.
Oh, terrible.
Took the house.
Mm-hmm.
Even the skirt around the house.
Yeah, because what's the point in having the mobile home when the car you got can't pull it?
Well, plus, had to be glad she took the skirt around the house because you look even more pathetic if there's this mobile home skirt and no mobile home on top of it.
Whew, man, that's eesh.
I'm sure they're dandy cars. The only reason I associate, I even want to say Jeff Korn brought that up at one point.
What?
I asked what women normally gravitate towards. What? I think Miata was one of them.
Mm.
And because the girl I dated, she for a long time really wanted a Miata. Sure like that one there. As if I'm going to buy you one.
Right. I know there are certain cars that I occasionally see chicks in. Like in Dallas, a lot of times it's one of the small BMWs or the small Lexus cars. You have the chicks running around like that. But then you also see the chicks that they'll drive trucks, Jeeps, sports cars.
Those little coupes are kind of feminine and I guess popular with women. Like the S2000 or the BMW Z3. Just those little tiny pill-sized coupes.
Because back in the day, it was like Cabriolet, which is like the chick car.
The Rabbit.
Yeah, the Rabbit. Volkswagen Rabbit.
I forgot about those.
Yeah. Man, if you saw a dude driving a Rabbit, bet his name was Brian.
I was upside down on my Rabbit when I traded in for the Miata. Now, me and Leron are poor.
Oh, no.
The seats in my Miata are made from used Don Johnson sex dolls.
Used?
Ew.
We can't afford lube, so I just drain a little Pennzoil from the Miata when it's running.
Ew.
Right before me and Leron go at it.
Okay.
I'm Brian. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, hang on.
I'm Brian. I'm an idiot.
There,
you
there.
A few weeks ago.
Now I recognize your voice.
I knew something felt really uncomfortable. Another cool thing with the Miata, since it's small, when Leron's over in his passenger seat beating it, kind of shakes the car.
Oh.
Gets me hot.
Oh.
Kind of Pavlovian.
You just know.
That. Whew, man, I almost shot right now thinking about it. Leron ain't nowhere around. We had anal sex one time in the Miata.
Really? Just once?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we thought we had it planned out.
Right.
Work with me here for a second, mad libbing.
I understand.
Because I figured, all right, I'll let Leron sit in my lap.
Oh, okay.
And I'll stick it up on in the hoo-hoo.
Yeah, okay.
And I can't see, but he could tell me, you know, stop sign, red light, something like that.
Gotcha.
Pedestrian, hang a right. But when he got all excited, he just kept going, woo-woo, woo-woo, woo. And I hear,
Did everyone just think you guys were an emergency vehicle?
I know, but luckily the impact shot him off of me. When the paramedics got there, they had no idea. I just said he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Which was probably true.
It was funny to see, though, when we hit that heart thing, whatever it was, because airbag went off, kind of blew Leroy and back, and then out. Almost like having an ejector seat. And since I'd done finished, I just wiped my dong off on the airbag. I'm Brian. I'm an idiot.
But that's a hell of a sight if you're just having to be driving by.
Yeah.
What?
There is a pantsless man flying out the back of a Miata because they hit something hard.
It's bouncing all over. Bow.
That man just launched out of a Miata. Is this a promotional event? Is the circus in town?
Is this
normally what, they use cannons?
Yeah. Is this one of those Red Bull events?
If they weren't an advertiser, I'd have said Brian's driving around in a Red Bull car. Or a used one where you had to paint over the logo.
But it still got the can on the back?
Yeah.
We know what that is.
You can't fool me. You got a huge Red Bull car.
Oh, my God.
What is throwing a can now? I bet I know.
Uh-huh.
I wonder when they sell those, if they take the cans off the top.
I don't know. I've never seen one out of service.
This is odd.
What?
Just looking through some of the stuff I printed out. Actually, I think Chloe Ralphie printed this out. Woman drank 24 cans of Red Bull a day.
Oh, my God.
Who printed this? You or Alfie?
Bobby.
Is it worth reading?
I thought it was a little interesting. Damn.
British mom drank 24 cans of Red Bull a day. She was spending almost $8,500 on the drink yearly.
Wow.
She says she kicked the habit thanks to one hypnotherapy session.
One? Okay.
If Red Bull gives you wings, just how many sets of wings would you have after 24 cans in a day?
God.
Sarah Wetherill, a mother from England, was drinking 24 cans of Red Bull at the peak of her addiction, which also, I'm surprised she didn't have a heart attack.
Yeah. Because that's usually where you hear about, someone playing video games, and they'll drink nothing but energy drinks, and they'll do it for like 3 days straight, and then they die.
She was studying for law school at the time. It was the worst in 2010 when I was doing law exams at university, and my children were off school. She explained to the Mirror. So what do you think, Mirror? Should have stopped. Am I still the fairest?
No, you are not.
Is this a different mirror?
Yes.
All right.
Wrong mirror.
I'm sorry. It just looked funny in print. I used to get my shopping delivered and had 4 or 5 crates that only would last for a week. It got out of hand. How'd she kick it? Hypnotherapy. I knew at the start of the year it was a dependency, so I thought I would give hypnotherapy a go. The mother of four explained. I like to watch her feed her kids. Everybody ready for breakfast?
She just throws pancakes directly into their mouths.
Swallow it. Milk, drink it. Let's go. Hurry up. Car. Everybody on top. Ready? Woo.
Whoops.
Yeah. I felt like it was 15 minutes. She's talking about the hypnotherapy.
I felt like I was in there for 15 minutes, but it was only, but it was 50 minutes. All I remember is it was like a kaleidoscope effect. I remember him saying, I didn't need Red Bull. It was like a paralysis because I had an itch, but couldn't move to scratch it, which actually happened to me once.
Really?
When not his psychologist, a psychotherapist. The ones that don't, they're not all the way up to the psychologist.
Okay.
I had one on the Sunday night talk show I used to do on the Eagle. Well, let's give it a shot. And I'm going, all right, it's really going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a big gulp. I had to pee really bad. So I was focusing on that. I'm like, this is useless. And I had a scratch on my nose, and I went to lift my arm, my right arm to scratch my nose. My arm didn't move.
Oh, that's freaky.
Ah!
What happened?
I didn't scratch my nose.
Well, what happened after that?
Well, then he brought me out of the trance after he probably jizzed in my mouth and we were done.
I was going to say, what did he do while you were under and couldn't defend yourself?
I don't know, but I saw Polaroids in his office the next week of us in a Miata.
That would explain the nose tickle.
Let's see if there's anything else to this. Paralysis gave me a lot of strength because in the past I tried to give up, but it only lasted a week and then went back to Red Bull. The hypnotherapy session was back on the 11th, and she hasn't had a Red Bull since. And this was... Okay. It looks like I'm looking at the timeline. About 3 weeks. She's stayed off the Red Bull.
Wow.
Well, how do you get addicted to that? Why not just take caffeine pills or... I don't know.
Well, I mean... And especially when you think about the fact that that's 24 cans in a day, so she's drinking more than one an hour, obviously, and that's just constantly slamming.
Yeah, like people get addicted to Dr. Pepper. I don't know what it is, but Dr. Pepper. I got in my Dr. Peppers. And Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and that's, what did I say, 24 cans a day?
Yeah.
That's during waking hours.
Right.
Yeah, I think Everett was addicted to a Diet DP for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally... I don't know why, I just finally gave it up.
Yeah, he had to kick all sodas. He doesn't drink any sodas now.
Did he say why?
No. He goes, I just quit. Had to. I was like, okay. Didn't seem like he wanted to talk about it, so.
Maybe he wasn't sleeping good at night. If you're drinking a lot of DP.
Oh, yeah, if it's caffeine, sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be up. Alfie, what is line three?
That's a Miata owner.
Yes, Chris.
Hi there. I was calling about the guy who wrote the email about the Miata Club.
Are you in the Miata Club?
I am not in the Miata Club.
Right.
I used to own a Miata, and I'm a big guy. I'm 6 foot, about 290 pounds, and I used to wedge myself down in it and go-kart all over town, and it was tons of fun. Never joined a club. But whatever that guy's problem is that he has is obviously deeper than his car, because to write and complain to a DJ who mentions it on the air is way more pathetic than any car he's driving.
What did what year Miata did you have?
I had a 91.
What do they cost new? What do they cost new?
I don't even know.
I was curious. Seems like I don't know. From what I kind of remember, maybe around 16, 17 at the time when they came out. I don't think they were super expensive.
No, they were probably even less than that. Probably more like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And they didn't have very many bells and whistles. They're pretty budget economy kind of a convertible.
Do you know Brian?
I don't know Brian.
Is Brian,
heard a lot about him, though.
Is Brian with you now?
I don't have the Miata anymore. He won't ride with me without the Miata.
Let me talk to Russ. put me on the phone. Chris, you bastard, put me on the phone.
Right.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:39. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. A lot going on here is the worst of it. We're starting off in Dallas. Let's go south. Northbound 75 right at Lover's Lane. Road construction there still has that right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Knox Henderson, also in Dallas. Northbound on the Tolley right at Keller Springs. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane there. Traffic's backed up back from Walnut Hill. Into Plano, eastbound on the Bush, right at 75. The on-ramp, the left lane of the on-ramp to get on the 75 to go southbound is blocked. Again, southbound ramp to get on 75, left lane's blocked. Traffic goes jacked up back from Alma. In Grand Prairie, westbound 20, right at the Bush, got an accident blocking the right center lane. Traffic goes backed up back from Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, right at Sun Valley Drive, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from Meadowbrook Drive. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Dart. Clear tonight, 57 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 82. Right now, 80 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
My bitch better have my money.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
So, bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
I got three emails. From women that were pissed because I didn't use the B word yesterday.
Why were they pissed?
Because they had to listen to the fart segment.
Okay.
That we're trying to figure out the key of different farts.
All right. That I get.
I really needed that prize pack. I suffered all the way through that fart bit. So, obviously they hung around.
Mm-hmm.
We can play the same game today. I haven't said it yet.
Did you just now?
Mm-mm.
Then, yeah.
Isn't that funny how you hear it, but I don't have to say it?
Well, it's because right now I don't know there's no context.
Well,
it's
the song.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I did the Officer Lonnie voice yesterday, Alfie started getting calls. He said it. No. It's Pavlovian.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it when I was doing the Officer Lonnie thing. But I knew it could. So you want to try it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Alfie, we still have that prize pack?
We still do have the prize pack.
And what's in it?
In the prize pack, a $100 gift certificate to Darrod's Salon and Spa. Treat yourself to a spa day at Darrod's in Arlington. Name one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine. Plus, enjoy dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum. Mm. Also, a Works Aero Cart, the most versatile wheelbarrow on the market.
Hell yeah.
And to top it all off, a 4-Play Wonderland bedroom gift set from New Fine Arts. Mm. All courtesy of your BFFs at the Russ Martin Show.
Hot.
Did you actually go and grab that Aero Cart out of the lobby?
I took Chris's name off of it.
Okay.
Same thing.
Well, you may want to write our name on it.
Yeah, man.
Because I don't want them not to win their prize pack. Almost.
Mm-hmm. All right, so between now and end of the show,
yes,
can't say the B word.
And that only applies to me, but
we're all
to keep from confusing the...
to keep it
damn,
easy.
Damn, that was close. To keep from... the confusion level low.
Okay.
Most of us will try not to say it, but it only counts if I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, this big bag you brought in, what's that? Who's that from?
That's from a listener. I didn't get any other information than that.
What's in it?
It appears to be a whole lot of vodka.
That is.
Grey Goose, is that?
It's pretty good stuff. There's, I think, 3 750s and a big 175.
Damn.
Why'd they drop off a bunch of vodka?
Not a clue.
Is it from a Grey Goose rep?
Is there anything else in the bag?
I haven't gone through it.
Dan, look through that just in case.
Okay.
That must be the 175.
Yep. Damn.
I'll give you that. It's a little hot.
What is all of them are hot?
Oh, wait. Hey, card looking thing. Russ Martin Show.
Is it Grey Goose or is it Absolute? That's supposed to be really good for no hangovers.
I think it's both.
More Grey Goose.
Yeah. What's in the envelope?
No, it's like a letter thing. Here, I'll let you read this. There you go.
Grey Goose is expensive, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think they spent?
On the bottles?
How many bottles are there?
You got
three small?
Yeah, three small and that big sucker.
So I think the 175, I think it's about
like 60.
I think it 80? Pushes 60. I think it pushes 60.
It's like really?
Maybe
that's a big bottle.
Either high 40s, mid 50s.
Russ and the crew. I just started listening to your show at the beginning of this year. Man, I wonder what that's like.
That's why I just made like a weird face. I was like, really? I'm not used to hearing like, hey, I'm a new listener. I always think, really?
Well, there are people who move to Dallas-Fort Worth all the time, especially now with, Toyota, different businesses moving to Plano.
Mm-hmm.
Plano just itself is about to create 10,000 jobs.
Right. But plus, people always move here from other places.
Well, that's why they call it moving.
Read the letter.
Why are you shocked that there are new listeners?
I'm not shocked. It's just always I don't think about it. It's nice to hear it.
Well, but it always
and most kind of
it catches me off guard as well. I don't know why. I think everybody listening has been putting up with us for years
because I think that's most of what we hear. That's with people on Facebook, Twitter, email, whatever. It's usually, hey, been listening forever. Been listening for a couple of years. Been listening since the 90s type stuff. As opposed to, hey, just started listening last week. Really? How is that?
I just started listening to your show at the beginning of the year. I really, really appreciate what you do for the families of police officers and firefighters killed in the line of duty. The RMS Listeners Foundation is the first charity I've ever felt a true need or want to donate to. I also wanted to say thanks for giving me something different to listen to on the radio. After yesterday, are you sure?
He still dropped this off.
I enjoy the brashness and the honesty of your conversations, and you really make me feel like I'm listening to friends during everyday conversations. Included is a small token of my appreciation for what all you guys do. Keep up the great work from one of your female listeners. Thank you and enjoy. Yes, let Kinsey know I didn't forget her. Was not sure what she would like. As far as alcohol, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And then there was a check for $200 for the foundation.
That's awesome.
It's hard to read her handwriting. It looks like it's Priscilla De Leon.
De Leon?
De Leon.
Or it might be De Leon.
I don't know. She still got credit for it. Thank you, man. Problem is this, I don't drink Grey Goose.
Yes, you will. You will drink it.
What do I drink, Alfie?
You drink whatever we get for the most part.
Yeah, I drink whatever we get. And this brand, it says Grey Goose. I like the whatever we get.
Brand.
Have some. Just try it.
It's the store brand.
Russ is real... Russ is real partial to Dr. Vodka.
Vodka Thunder. Are you checking to see if there's anything else in the other bags?
I'm just trying to be thorough.
I wonder why women do that. They feel like they have to put something in it because they're gift bags for each bottle inside a great big bag.
A big reusable grocery bag.
Well, I'll take that since you live in Dallas.
Okay. I'm actually one of the nerds that I now have my collapsible.
collapsible bag?
Bag, yeah. It's got like a hard bottom on it.
Because you don't want to pay the 6 cents a bag?
5 cents. And most of the time, I don't even remember it. I because it's behind my driver's seat in their car. I'll forget about it. I'll get inside. Damn it!
You know, if that was a baby, it'd be dead.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not.
Okay.
So the bee contest is in effect now. Through the end of the show.
It was really nice of her.
Priscilla?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I find it, first of all, new listener. I wonder how she became a listener, because it didn't say she moved here. Did her husband force it on her?
She, like, getting a rental car, and it was on the station?
Mm-hmm. Just wondering.
Just hitting scan. Because
it's just not something that you, I would think, as a female that you would pick. No offense, females.
I know.
Because how many chicks really want to ride around in a car listening to... Oh. That would... That's F sharp. Who's really going to be entertained by that?
I don't know. But
even I got bored with the bit.
I think it depends on the chick, though. Because I think there are some chicks that they're dirty. And I don't mean that sexually. I mean, when you think of like...
Hygienically?
Yeah. In the male mind... We think of, like, girls in a sleepover, and we think it's, you know, it's all panties and knee-high socks and pillow fights. And in reality, it's probably girls wearing oversized pajamas and smelling each other's farts.
And lighting them.
And lighting them. In other words, doing some of the same dumb stuff that we do.
You light your farts tonight. I set my panties on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it now. I farted so hard once, I need... 2 skin grafts. Burnt half my butt cheek off. First time I lit a fart for Rachel. It caught my shorts on fire. Because they were fringed. Blue jean shorts I'd cut off myself.
Oh, phew. God, you scared me for a second.
No, I don't buy them that way.
It meant Russ's frayed softie shorts.
And she was like... I'm slapping my leg because now I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And she's laughing so hard, she's going, I'm going to pee. Well, at least turn it this way.
Be a firefighter.
I don't know why anybody's surprised that's never seen it. It's methane gas. It's flammable.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know if it'd be dangerous or not, but I sure would like to do it behind a cow once.
Man.
Yeah, and maybe like do one of those like tiki torches.
Yeah, well, you need something to hold out, but I just wonder what it would look like.
Probably.
A cow looks like the Batmobile. I've never heard a cow fart, but for something that's that big with 4 stomachs, you know there's a lot of gas going out of that.
Yeah, it's the... The worst offender as far as gas emissions. The worst offender as far as putting a hole in the ozone. And cow farts.
Yeah, I wonder at what speed. Does it seep out or does it all come out like us?
Yeah, do they try and do the sneaky, you know, one cheek sneak so the other cows don't go, Gladys, that was you. Was that you? That's you, wasn't it? That smelled like one of yours. It smells like one of your stomachs is upset.
Man, which one?
The sad thing is, somebody's going to call in and tell us how much air comes out of a cow's ass and at what speed.
Because
you know somebody knows.
Yeah. It's been way too long since I've been around cows on a regular basis to even answer that.
Hi, Bridget.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just listening. You were talking about what would make a chick listen to the show.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I mean, it's pretty much correct. I'm pretty dirty, so, I mean, that's how that happened.
What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a teacher.
I'm going to guess you never admit to your students that you listen.
Well, depends, maybe.
How old are your students?
They're high school.
Okay.
Yeah, not too bad.
How long have you been listening?
Since about October. It just kind of flipped around, and it was funny. So,
what was it that caught your attention as an educator?
You know, actually at the time, I can't remember, but...
Does it make you appreciate the fact you don't have to teach special ed?
yeah, I think he would definitely fall into the category of some of them. I mean...
I would be out in one of the aluminum's rooms.
What, you'd be out one of the portables?
Yeah.
No, you're not that bad.
That's very sweet of you. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thanks. All right.
You're not as bad as you think you are. I don't know.
You wouldn't line a portable. Maybe. I don't know what's in between. Maybe out in the hall. Man, I used to hate that. Damn it, I used to hate that.
What?
You get in trouble in class and they make you go stand in the hall. So everybody walking up and down, somebody's coming, you stand up straight, you go, you got a hall pass? You act like you're in charge.
Really?
Instead of being, that's what I did when I was in trouble.
I think for the most part, I think kids were afraid to talk to you, so they wouldn't even make eye contact because they knew you were in trouble.
Now that's why you act like you're in charge. This is my hallway. I everybody that passed by, you got a hall pass? That way, I avoided the shame.
I think I saw people embrace it, where they were just
getting stand in the hall.
They were excited about it.
Why?
I don't know. Different kids are different. You were ashamed. Other kids are like,
I wasn't ashamed. I took control of the situation.
Oh, well, you were.
I wasn't going to stand there and go, yeah, I got sent out in the hall because of, I don't know, whatever.
Passing notes. Passing gas in class.
They decided I was in charge of the hallway. Now show me your hall pass. Put both hands up on the locker. What, Alvin?
You had experience with that kind of thing, didn't you? Because weren't you safety patrol?
I was.
Man, that's a good pull, Alfie.
In grade school. Obviously, I've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd run down.
It was your first foray into law enforcement.
It was. I'd let traffic get anywhere near my kids, even though I was one of the kids. And the safety patrol belt, the white one, go around your waist and then up over your shoulder.
Ooh, the sash.
Yeah. I never put the one up over my shoulder. I was the renegade.
Ooh.
Let it hang down. Stuck my flag in there like a holster.
Wow.
Did you have like one of the long flags that said stop, or do you just have the normal?
No, I didn't say stop. Just the colored one.
Jump out like a ninja. Stop.
And because we were part of the safety patrol, we got to leave class 15 minutes early.
Oh, that's right.
And everybody would run down to where they kept all the equipment so you could get the good belts and the good flags. Alfie, I know damn well I haven't talked about that in probably 15 years. How could you know that?
You brought it up. It was a while ago. It was at least 2 or 3 years ago. And I remember because I was safety patrol as well in grade school.
How was it different with you?
It was the exact same.
Do you have the belts?
Belt with the sash that goes across your chest. We had the badges that you have to put on the sash.
We didn't get no badge.
We got badges.
Ooh, badges. Oh, let's get back to have a throwdown.
What did your badge say?
The badge just said, it was just a tin silver-colored badge, said safety patrol on it. The shield.
No, we didn't get no badges, and I'm not using the joke.
I'm proud of you.
I know how to stop a car.
Mm-hmm.
Wave that flag. I'm in control of this street right now. This strip between here and here. You will stop. I knew how to take control. Somebody starts inching forward, you start slapping your flag on their hood. And then point at them like you're holding a cigarette. Hey, you, stop.
And I bet you loved it even more just for the fact that it gave you an opportunity to tell adults what to do.
I'm going to eject you off the street.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get banned from this street? I'll write you a ticket. It's going to be, ignore the size of the ticket.
Why is that?
You know why? Because I'm writing it in my big chief tablet.
That a boy.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Cantina Laredo. All right, there's a whole lot going on right now. We're starting off in Fort Worth. Let's go southbound 35W right at Western Center. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Golden Triangle. Also in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820 right at Sun Valley Drive. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Meadowbrook Drive. In Grand Prairie, westbound I-20 right at the bush. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back from Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. In Plano, eastbound on the bush right at 75. Got a stalled vehicle on the on-ramp to go south on 75. Traffic there is jacked up back from Alma. Finally, in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Lovers. Got some road construction blocking the right lane. Traffic there is still... backed up back from Knox Henderson. I'm sorry, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by YRC Freight. Clear skies tonight, 57 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 82. Right now, it is 80 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, you know, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Got emails from listeners that said they have to turn the radio off.
Why?
When that bumper airs.
No! You suck it up and you listen to it. If she can record it, you listen to it. Man up. I don't care if you're a chick or not.
If I gotta listen to it, you gotta hear it.
That too. If she can bear it, so can you.
What do you got, Alfie?
If you want, I have a female on line one calling about why she listens. Or at least how she started.
Yes, Caitlin.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was just calling as to, you know, I'm a female listener. And I was calling as to why we listen to your show.
Okay. I would love to hear it.
I started listening to your show. My husband put it on when we first started dating. He put it on. I was like, what is this? This is god awful.
Wow.
And then I started listening to it on the way to school, and I was dying laughing every freaking morning. And then I started working at night, and y'all moved to afternoons, and I was able to listen on my way to work. And it just put me in the best mood on my way to work every day. And now I get to listen to you on my way home.
Dan, what, were you going to ask her something?
I think I figured it out. I was going to ask when it was she started listening, but she said morning, so I guess within the past 5 years.
How did he, yeah. When you said... When you actually said, okay, what is this? How did your boyfriend, husband explain it?
Well, he was like, no, just give it some time. Like, they're really funny. I know it's not, you know, like the conventional talk radio show. It's not, you know, Kid Craddock in the Morning. It's not like that. And I was like, yeah, you're right, it's not. I was like, what is he talking about? I was like, he's talking about women like they're horrible. And he's playing all these fart noises. And people throwing up all the time. I was like, and they're hungover half the time they come to work. Yeah. But
I think that was our dark days in the mornings about 5 years ago.
And that's when I started listening. And I listen every single day on my way home from work. I work 10 to 12 hours a day at a hotel. And all the things that y'all talk about, it's all the things that, you know, I feel and want to yell about on my way home from work. Like, why are people being such idiots? I don't want to talk about what supermodel's wearing on the red carpet, how to do your makeup this way. Like, we don't care about that crap.
How long did it take you to get used to us?
It didn't take that long. I grew up with an older brother. I had, you know, my dad. I grew up around a bunch of my brother's friends, so it really wasn't that long. It was just kind of a shock to actually hear stuff like that on the radio.
I'm on Caitlin's side, because when we were doing mornings, most morning shows, the idea, the template is, and this is true pretty much wherever you go, it's be upbeat, peppy, happy, wake up,
exactly.
Hey, good morning, as opposed to all of us. We were either, as Caitlin said, hungover or still drunk from the night before.
And vomiting.
Exactly.
And throwing up.
But honestly,
and complaining about how we didn't want to be here.
And it was so refreshing because I was driving, like I worked full-time and went to school full-time at UNT, and I would be driving to school. And I would just, I'd be in the same mood as y'all. I'd be like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be here. And to have somebody, like, emulating what I was feeling on the radio every morning, that's how I connected with y'all.
And I'm surprised more people haven't tried that. We weren't trying it. We were just doing the best we could. And we're not really good at feigning joy.
Mm-hmm.
If I say something that's stupid, everybody else knows. If it's not funny, don't laugh. Let me sit in it. But it's the shows where everything's got to be filled. It always has to be something. There's got to be bells or constant laughter. In the morning, I hated mornings. I hated doing mother mornings more than I could ever explain.
Amen.
And you saying that right now, that's how I feel in my daily life. Right now, I wake up at 5 o'clock every single morning to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I don't get off until 4:30 in the afternoon. And so listening to y'all when y'all are messing with Kenzie or doing your Luke Bryan impression or just talking about all the stuff that, you know, Alfie steals, like, that makes my day.
That's very kind of you to put up with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for doing everything that you do.
What do you do for a living?
I am a food and beverage manager for a hotel.
That's right. You
restaurant.
Said a hotel. Okay.
Oh, man, I love food. And beverages.
Can you get us anything for free?
I can get you discounted hotel rooms.
Like how much?
Like normal, like for my discount would be like a $59 hotel room for like a nice 4 or 5 star hotel.
That's pretty good.
One moment, please. Alfie, get her name and number.
You got it.
Get them digits, Alfie.
Ask her if she'd like to hear me piss on the air.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm setting it just, you know, since she seems to like guy talk.
She also said she grew up around guys, brothers, dad.
Because I'm sitting on 3 frescas right now. And during this last break, I didn't have time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God, I bet it burns.
No, it didn't burn.
Really?
My pees don't burn. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying, if you're holding it at a certain point, doesn't it burn or sting?
No.
Sting. That's what I should have said. Sting.
No. See, it's just an annoyance.
Okay.
It just feels like something needs to happen, like when you got to go potty.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I can negotiate with my penis. My ass in the morning, ain't no talking to it. And it just hits at a certain moment where I get up, I go grab my phone, check it, and all of a sudden, it's like, now. Well, it's like, give me a second. Now. Can I just know? It's.
It just wakes up mad. It wakes up. Oh, hey.
What if there's not any toilet paper in there?
I have to go now.
Use a shower curtain.
If you don't run down the hall to the toilet right now, you're going to have more mess on this travertine than you can fathom.
But I don't know if I reloaded the toilet paper.
I don't care. You had all night to get toilet paper. I got to go now. You may call the brain?
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hello, brain.
Too late now.
Oh, man. My ass won't wait on me.
Yeah, I know. We done talked about it. It's out of my hands. When it gets that far down, I got no control. bowels in a different section.
And it hit me today. I was like, I know, I'm going to grab my phone. And then it's like, it was just like my ass went, now. Then you bend over. I don't know why that seems to help.
I think because because when you're standing or if you're upright, then it seems like your tubes are ready for shooting.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you coil over, then maybe you coil up your intestines a bit.
Man, it was still damn close. It's almost like my body knows the exact distance to the commode because I just barely got my shorts down.
I forget where I read it, but they actually did a study on that research where they said the closer you get to the bathroom, the looser your sphincter gets because your body knows, your brain knows you're getting close.
It's Pavlovian.
Yeah, it knows that it can start to ease up a bit.
No, you can't let me sit down.
Mm.
And there are days it's a photo finish.
I'm
sitting down.
And when you make it, you
then
feel
my
like
cheeks actually hit the seat before it came out.
And at that moment, you feel like you just won a derby.
I'm just wondering what it is with the body. It just goes, now. I just got up. I said, now. Well, I'm running this show. You want to watch?
When was the last time you had a nice steaming bowl of chili in your pants? Hmm?
Well, I think
well, that's too long.
It's just odd that it's not like it sneaks up on you. You know, having to pee, kind of a ramp up thing. You get up in the morning, your body just goes, time.
Yeah.
What time? I have time. Can I go back and get my time?
Mm-mm.
I need something to rent time. Oh, damn it. All I got in the bathroom left over is a 4-year-old Summit Racing magazine.
Ooh.
And I've seen all those parts.
Maybe you should get a throwdown something in there. Especially if you know there are times you're not going to have any time to pick something up on the way. But or to double back to get your phone.
And it's not like it's the runs. It's nice, healthy. But for whatever the reason, my body goes, no. What, Chloe?
I'm just saying, but you don't think about it when you're not in that moment. Once you're done, you're like, off to other things. Thinking about trying to put a magazine in the bathroom when you're not doing something, it's, no.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Like after you finish going, if you use the last couple of sheets of toilet paper, you don't think, oh, well, you know, I'm probably going to be back in here again. I should go get a new roll. You don't do it. It's like, I'm finished. I want somebody else to do it. And it's even worse when you get in the bathroom, when you have no time, you sit down and you realize you are barren as far as toilet paper.
I'll tell you the one instance that can be worse. It's when that happens to you in a public restroom. Because at least at home, you can waddle yourself to the nearest
shower.
Yeah, or whatever. But
well, what is your whatever?
Or if you know where you keep the toilet paper, you can go get it.
See, that's the problem is I don't keep it. I don't know why, but I don't keep the toilet paper in the bathroom. I keep it in the pantry because I have more than one bathroom. But there are only two bathrooms that really get used.
What you need is one of those toilet paper holders.
What I need is to stock the cabinet in my bathroom with toilet paper.
Also that.
Because that's where I don't in the pantry anymore.
No. And we're still so very proud of you.
I almost came out like a little boy. Like I got in trouble one time for in the pantry. Right. And I don't in the pantry anymore.
Are you sure, Russ?
I am sure.
How long has it been since you in the pantry?
7 days. 6 days.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I remember because I just pulled into Dallas.
Okay.
6 days on the road, and I'm going to take a tonight. I have wiped with magazines.
Ooh, it's all slick.
Well, it's either that or well, I haven't had to do it in my last two houses. I've had to do it a couple of times in my first house because not every bathroom had a shower.
Mm. Yeah, I peeled labels off shampoo bottles before.
I've never thought of that.
Mm. Man, that's like if MacGyver got caught.
Did it work at all?
It worked better than magazine.
Yeah, I hate new magazines.
It's no.
Now, the Dallas Observer, that works really good.
Oh, that's good and papery.
Yeah, that'd get every piece of off your ass. I think that's what it's meant for. I tried it with the Dallas Morning News.
Yeah?
Wouldn't stick to it.
Really?
I don't know why. Dallas Observer just seemed to soak it all up.
Mm.
One page, I was done. I call that a Richie Witch. Okay. Any more chicks on the phone?
No, not right now.
Like wasn't there another one on hold after there, Caitlin?
Yes, there was. Sarah said that her husband forced her to listen and that after a while she sort of grew acclimated and learned to love the show.
Man, that sounds kind of bad when you use those terms. The visual in my head is not a pretty one with him forcing her to listen. And then now that she loves it, that's Stockholm Syndrome a little bit.
Yeah, I don't like the term force because that sounds like some form of mental domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Some sort of Clockwork Orange kind of thing.
Yeah. Is it safe? Is that the right movie?
Different movie, but that's all right.
Yeah. Shh.
Is it safe? What was that from?
Is it safe to go back in the water?
I don't know.
Is it Marathon Man?
I don't know. Had something to do with a drill or something. Tooth drill. Is it Clockwork Orange where they peel the guy's mouth open?
The eyes, yeah. The eye spreaders.
With one of the McDowell guys?
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. I don't know where it's safe. Mm. I think that's a good question to ask before you do anything.
It's probably just in general, yeah. It's a blanket question.
It's Marathon Man.
I don't even know what that was about.
I don't either.
Then how do you know it was Marathon Man?
Because I know that's where the quote comes from. Stars Dustin Hoffman and Roy Scheider and Laurence Olivier.
I think somebody was being tortured.
Yes, and it's like a dentist with a drill.
Uh-oh.
There, I got it. Is it safe?
Mm-mm.
Not if my mouth is open and that drill's going.
Oh, hell no, I'm not watching that, no.
That's why I would make a horrible prisoner of war.
Oh, in case they tortured you, threatened to anyway?
We need to know. Hogan. I got to get in the voice.
Gotcha. Get in the character.
I'm going to blink high. Blink, you idiot.
Use that.
That's Hofstetter, Burkhalter. I forget. But the bit's dead now. Where was I going with this?
I think if you got tortured.
Yeah, if you got tortured, yeah. We're a prisoner of war.
You pull out a drill, even if you're 200 yards away. I'm telling you anything.
They may not even be coming to use the drill on you. He may just be hanging some pictures. You hear a drill. I'll tell you everything.
And it's just that high-pitched whiz whir of a dentist drill. I'll tell you every train, trestle, track, depot, anything that we planned on blowing up.
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Too long.
It's going to be bad.
Why?
Let me tell you, someone who's been recently, when it had been a while since before. Mm-mm.
Did you go because you knew you needed to go, or were you having pain or symptoms?
Knew I needed to go, and I had some symptoms.
See, I ain't got no symptoms.
So you say that, but you're going to have problems.
Well, I will.
They gonna get you.
That's okay. You give me nitrous. You give me gas. I don't care what you do. You can stick a 427 in my mouth. 429. I don't even care if it matches. As soon as I wake up, I could have Hedman headers coming out of my ears. I don't care what you do if I'm on gas.
Alfie says line three.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh. Yes, Anna.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I love your show. I've been listening to you guys for like 5 years, but I always have to be super, super careful, like where I open my car door or if I leave the radio on, because you guys, it's like the fart jokes or like certain things that are said. It's like if I'm at a drive thru or I'm opening my door, I'm about to like leave and go to class. I mean, there's like if you see me getting out of the car and then you just hear like these loud farts, it's like I don't know what they're going to be thinking when they look at me.
You need to get a car like mine to where once you've shut it off, the radio still goes after you shut the engine off.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you open the door,
dies.
It kills the radio. That's what you need. Or you need to turn it down or get some earbuds.
Mm-hmm. Well, but why are you ashamed of listening?
I am not ashamed of listening.
Well, somebody is.
Like, just think about, like, if you, like, seriously, if you heard, like, I mean, earlier when you're like, girls have to, you know, they must be so dirty-minded if like, they're listening to the show, but then you just played all those loud fart noises. Like, what if I was in a drive-thru and I just rolled down my window to get my food? Like, that would have been so awkward.
Why would that have been bad, baby? You'd have liked that, wouldn't you? Are you wet right now?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, you got to. The two of us got to get it on, baby. Let me get my music. There it is right now.
No, not the music.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't make this sexual.
It's got to be sexual, baby. That's the only way I know how to roll.
You better enjoy this, Anna. This don't happen to everybody.
You better pull them squirrel covers down and start fingering that squirrel.
Squirrel?
How bad you want it right now? Are you moist?
Am I what?
Moist.
Don't use that word.
Buzz? Like drunk?
Wet.
Wet.
Stick your kitty cat up on the speaker right now.
God.
I used to hear Howard Stern do this all the time. Uh-huh. Set on the speaker. Here it comes, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Call me back. after you have your cigarette.
She's never going to call again. And I don't blame her.
See, at least I admit when I steal a bit from somebody.
That's right.
But I don't think Howard ever got this deep.
Mm-mm-mm.
This makes better babies. I'm going to stop right there. This noise makes babies. Just stick your ass on up to that side speaker. Here it comes. You ready, baby? I'm giving you time to get your ass up to that speaker. Here it is. Yeah. Suki. Nah. Go make me a sandwich. That's the noise I make when I lie in bed and I make them go get me a sandwich. I just laugh the whole time because I know they're leaving a trail of me all the way down the hall. Are we late? Yeah. Any more babies on the phone?
That's close.
No, no more.
All right, then. I got to go. Officer Lonnie, out.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:41. Another check on traffic. Al McCoy is in Kate. Over to MyPlace.com Traffic Center. Al Picoy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. You can start it off in Dallas, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Keeneland Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Lovers. Earlier road construction there has finally been cleared out. Traffic still jacked up back from Knox Henderson. Into Grand Prairie, this is a big one. Eastbound 20, right at the bush. Got an overturned vehicle in the median. That has the left lane of the eastbound road blocked, and the westbound left lane is also blocked as well. traffic there is jacked up back to 360 going east. In Fort Worth now, southbound 35W right at Western Center, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to the Golden Triangle. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820 out at Sun Valley Drive, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Meadowbrook Drive. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, May 31st at the JAXA Energy Pavilion. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Clear skies and 57 tonight. Tomorrow, the skies remain clear.
Anybody had one of those yet?
Actually, I haven't. There's one right by Larry North, and its proximity to Larry North keeps me from going in.
Why? They may have low-fat burgers.
They might. I've heard they're good. I just haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high of 82. Right now, 80 degrees and 97.1 to Eagles.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
You want to start?
News.
Okay. As men become addicted to the eye, it's a special breed. He's a driving man. Had a steady hand to hold that load be high, 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 high.
All right, 542, Dan O'Malley. There's something on your news?
Yes, but I don't know what it is, so let's
I know what it is.
What is it?
Alfie caught you earlier during one of his traffic breaks digging all the way up in your snout. You wipe your boogers on your news?
No, I didn't get anything when I did that earlier. I had an itch.
You wipe boogers on your news, don't you?
That's not a booger. I don't know what that is.
It's a booger.
It's not a booger.
You had your finger all the way up, far enough up your nose. I'm surprised.
It was on the run. I didn't get it.
You didn't try and do the Richard Kimball double blowback?
Sometimes you try and he still gets away. Yeah, I don't know. No, this was not me.
You got booger on your nose.
It's not a booger.
It is.
Stop it.
I wonder if that's...
Yeah, it came off.
Well, what is it?
I don't know.
Well, eat it.
No. You sick.
What if that's the first time that anybody's ever asked that to a newsman? You want boogers on your news?
No. You know, no one ever asked John McKay that question.
Well, I know they've asked me that question. Good evening, it's Tom Brokaw of NBC Nightly News in New York. Mm-hmm. I can't read the opening line because I read live for booger. Sorry.
It's an old anchor trick. Put a booger on your prompter. Read that.
I can't read a prompter right now. There's a booger on my hooves. A big flaky booger. It looks like a cornflake.
A what flake?
Cornflake. Man, I'm venturing into a new territory here. I have no idea how I say words.
I know it's a challenge for you, Tom, but we need you to be on your game here.
I just figured out now what it sounds like for me to say booger. All I know is there's one on my nose. or it could be a skid mark. Connie Chang and I were playing earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, April 30th, 2015. Birthdays today. The next Wonder Woman, Alfie, help me if I'm getting this her name right, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
All right, good. She turns 30. Kirsten Dunst is 33. From The Big Bang Theory, Kunal Nayar is 34. Also from Big Bang, Johnny Galecki turns 40. Porn star T.T. Boy is 47. Starred in 1,600 films, including Super Hornio Brothers, Bridges of Anal County, and Immaculate Erection.
I wonder how many porns they shoot in a day. Male or female?
Male, I think they can do a couple, but I think if you're a ranking female porn star, you just you work whenever you want, one a day probably. But it's probably up to you.
I know, but I've noticed a lot of, Wicked Pictures. I think that's one of the porn companies.
Yeah, it's one of the big
ones. That's the same set over and over. Seems like you know. What's a chick got to do? Just bring a different guy. Shoot the same scene over and over. You already got the lights and everything set up.
Yeah, but sometimes you're shooting like a full-on movie.
Yeah, I know. They shoot an hour and a half. All I look is about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they make anything longer than 15 minutes.
Because they'll make a movie, so that way you'll want to buy it, so you watch it more than the 15 minutes.
But the problem is with them and the internet is you can find all the different sections if you look around long enough.
Yet, they're still making money.
Somehow. And I ain't give Pornhub a dime. Oh, there's a good one. There's, what's it called? I'm not sure. It may be called Porn Guy, Porn Dude. And it's just links to all the different porn sites. So you don't have to bookmark anything. You just bookmark whatever. I think it's Porn Dude.
Okay.
And it's got all of them. And it's got, specialty sites on one side.
Have you clicked on the specialty?
I will not.
Not even just a little bit curious?
Anything past the free side, I don't look at.
Uh-huh.
But there are some fetish new. No.
Let's go down that little rabbit hole over there.
I'll tell you what, if I can remember tomorrow, I'll print out the opening page.
Okay.
And you can look at all the different options.
That would be interesting.
That you can choose.
So it's like categories that they'll list, or is it just categories for different websites? I guess.
Top ranking free porn sites, mm-hmm, over on the far left. Porn search engines, Arabic sites.
Okay.
Russian sites. Groups that like to get together,
like a club.
Fetish groups like Mazda owner groups.
The Miata swingers of North Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shouldn't have said Mazda. I'll send you a link if you want it.
Okay. Other birthdays today. Burt Young is 75. He played Pauly in all the Rocky movies. Willie Nelson is 82. And Cloris Leachman, she turns 89 today. The Baltimore teenager. I've got audio that goes with this.
All right.
The Baltimore teenager who was smacked by his angry mother during Monday's riot said he learned a lesson from his public shaming / beating. You can go with cut 14. This is Toya Graham, his mom, talking to Anderson Cooper on AC360 on CNN last night about, sort of about what happened.
So you saw Michael with the rock in his hand, mm-hmm, and you said you just lost it.
I did. And, once he threw that rock down, I was like, you wasn't brought up like this.
Did you worry about embarrassing him in front of him?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. He was actually embarrassing himself by wearing that mask and that hoodie and doing what he was doing. And at some point I told him to take the mask off, because why are you hiding behind the mask? If you want to be bold enough to do this, then show your face.
Why do you think this has made such a big impact?
Because as mothers, you don't see us. You don't see us. You see our kids walking to the bus stop and maybe speaking with somebody that's on the corner, and they already been singled out as thugs, as we have already heard that they are. And at no time is my son a thug.
She was worried about you.
Right. She didn't want me getting in trouble by the law.
Shane want me to be like another Freddie Gray.
Shut up, I didn't tell you you could talk.
I didn't realize her son was on the show with her.
Yeah. And then also, Anderson, this is Cut 15, Anderson Cooper talked to Michael about what happened when he saw Mama.
When you saw your mom, when you first made eye contact, what went through your mind?
I was just like, oh, man, like.
You were like, oh, man.
Yeah, like, my mother. Like, what my mother doing down here? Like, why would she be down here? Like,
did you know instantly that she recognized you?
When I seen her, I didn't, like, really see it, but when I heard, put that brick down, I was like, oh, that's my mother.
So what'd you think when you heard that voice?
I was like, oh, yeah, I know that's my mother. I know it's my mother. Ain't nobody else talk like that but my mother.
Uh-huh.
So,
And then what happened?
It was just World War III from right there.
It was World War III?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was just like...
What'd you think? Were you embarrassed?
Yeah, I was embarrassed a little bit until she just started talking to me. When we got home, it was just telling me basically like she did it because she cared about me.
And the reason I think this is really important is that it humanizes both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the protesters. You've got a guy who's pissed off because they think maybe the cops beat up one of their brothers.
Right.
And the guy ends up dying. You got that. And we'll look at the protesters and think, well, these people just, they have no conscience. They've just lost their minds. But then you realize they got mamas. And they have feelings, and they're worried about possibly that happening to them. Now, at this point, like some of the news stories say that the guy that was arrested was actually trying to hurt himself.
Yeah,
but there's no proof of that yet, and I'm sure the naysayers will continue to nay.
Yes.
But it's I think it's really good to hear not just the mom, but the son. Yeah, I got it. I screwed up. I got up, you know, you get in a group of people and you just sometimes lose your mind. Praise God, my mama was there. God's liaison.
And honestly, I think at this point, God took a back seat and said, you know what? I think your mama got this. I'm right now, I may be God, but I'm kind of afraid of her.
Yeah, I'm God, but that chick is pissed off, and I don't want her to make eye contact with me.
That's right.
Because I don't want her looking up going,
what you looking at, fool?
I'm sorry, I was just being a creator.
I'll be over here.
I'm sorry, mama.
I'm going to go help this sad couple win the lotto in Illinois. You seem like you got this under control here, so.
I got this under control. Nobody needs your help.
I'm going to go do the lottery.
You go do scratch off before I do it for you.
Okay. Have a nice day.
And those are all questions I would have asked if we had the chance to talk to that kid. So what did you think as soon as you saw your mom?
You know what he thought.
He went, oh, mama's here.
Pretty much.
Oh, shit. I know she told me not to come down here. I'll be damn.
Heard that voice up and beyond everything.
I think as soon as he heard, dropped that brick, he should have just run and not stopped. He should have run to Illinois.
And it's funny, as children, our ears are trained to know that specific pitch of our mama.
It could be 100,000 people. Anywhere, and I hear my mother.
All hitting the same pitch.
Yes.
All the same tone voice.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pick out your mama.
I know which one's my mom.
I know which one has got my name written on it.
That's right. Alfie says line one.
Or two.
Yes, Mariah.
Yeah, hi. Actually, I was calling about the porn discussion you had right before the protesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a professional porn star?
Former.
How long ago were you a porn star?
I retired in 2012, 2011-ish. And then I left L.A. and moved out to the DFW area.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm just typing into my computer for no reason. Oh. Don't worry about.
Oh Jesus!
Holy sh! Let's see what Mariah was into. What is it with the tattoos?
Huh?
The tattoos. Why all the tattoos?
Well, one of them is Alexander the Great's helmet. A lot of them have meaning. One is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and my mother picked out one on my arm.
What is the one that's on your chest?
The lower chest, that's Alexander the Great's helmet. It just needs to be shadowed in.
It looks like your cans are doing a pretty good job of it.
It's just gotten bigger, so the tattoo is still...
I think she said something else.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I got horny. What do you want?
I'm really flattered. Good God. No, so basically I shot for Burning Angel. I've done...
How many scenes would you shoot, movies, whatever, in a day?
I have done 2 or 3 in a day max.
And each movie would take how long to shoot?
All day.
Okay.
Specifically with the company, I would take all day from waking up at 6 to leaving midnight. We would do it till we got it done.
Were you dating anybody at the time?
I was, who I thought he was okay with it, and then found out that he wasn't, so then I just was myself.
He knew what you were doing when you started dating?
Yeah. Oh, he knew before I moved out there. I knew him before I moved out there. He knew. He went to a set. He went to AVN. I went to AVN back in 2011.
That's like
Adult Video News Awards.
Yeah. An awards thing.
Yeah.
It's like the Oscars for porn.
So he...
Yeah, I took him, and then I left him that night in Vegas.
I wonder why the award ceremony, what was it that happened there? What was the catalyst?
He just couldn't handle it. He didn't like what he saw, what we were doing. There were girls. I don't know what I'm allowed to really say on the radio.
If you're not sure, then don't. Were there girls?
There were girls petting girls and just everybody really comfortable with each other, you know, touching. And he wasn't okay, so he walked out of the awards. So I stayed with Burning Angel. We were nominated for a lot of awards.
Did you win anything that night?
I didn't win, but I was in something that did win. So.
Well.
And my friend won a lot of things, and she still is. I can't believe she's still Joanna Angel. Still shooting, still going at it. She's a top dog.
Let me see. Who do I know? Do you know Brooke Banner?
I've met her.
Okay.
I got to meet China and almost fainted because she picked me up.
I'm trying to think of other names. Little Caprice, do you know her?
I have, yeah. I've met Misty Stone, Lily LeBeau. Let's see. My first anal in my life was James Dean.
Hey, that's a real star.
The first time you had anal, was it with a dead guy?
No.
Was with James Dean, the adult, yes, with the dead guy. I thought I would just get it out of the way.
Okay. Do you live here now?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to say what you do now?
I am a student. I do other things. I bartend.
Are you dancing somewhere?
I do not dance. I've never exotic danced or stripped.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I had standards. I never did girl-on-girl because just not my taste.
Oh. Well.
That's how you stick it to the man. You hold out for anal with James Dean.
The corpse. Did you ever have annals with Buck Owens?
Buck Owens?
Buck Owens.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
610. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over to MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi, starting off in Dallas. Let's go westbound I-20 right at Polk Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to I-45. Also in Dallas, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker right at Keeneland Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there's jacked up back from I-30. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound 20, right at the bush, got an overturned vehicle in the median, has the two left lanes blocked right now. Traffic there is backed up, back from Cooper Street. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Winnem before you can buy them. Tickets to go see Incubus, the Deftones, and Death from Above, 1979, on August the 20th at the JEXA. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, actually, at 10 a.m. But if you listen to Skull tomorrow morning, you can win them as well. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Clear skies and 57 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 82. Right now, 80 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
As we get closer to the White Trash Party, we need to arrange it Friday where Chuck and Terry White, our new steel guitarist,
mm-hmm.
I like saying that.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know why.
This is one of those moments where I wonder what past Russ would say to current Russ.
I've always liked the sound of the steel guitar. I just didn't like the music that went around it.
Fair enough. I get that.
Yeah, because let's say... The third White Trash Party, somebody said, hey, how about with steel guitar? The words you would say, get them out of here.
Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with a damn steel guitar?
Exactly.
Although we were, once the RMS band got rolling, we did country songs. We had... JD did Achy Breaky Heart.
That's right. Forgot about that. But then again, that was also, that had a lot of crossover appeal. But
sure
no
that,
one's
I'm
proud
sure
of
that's.
It.
I'm sure that's the way most people say that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart. That had a lot of crossover appeal.
You did Garth Brooks, didn't you?
I closed one of the White Trash parties with Friends in Low Places. Yeah. That went over well.
I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't have to remember the words.
Nope.
Yeah, everyone else got it.
What I was going to say is get Chuck and Terry in here at the same time and have a Friday hoedown.
Okay.
There's no reason to rehearse off the air.
No. Wait.
Dude, we were trying to figure out keys of fart yesterday.
Why are you mad at me?
Well, you were just trying to...
you think I'm being all judgy over here?
Bought you a bass guitar so you could be in the band, and what do? You play it once, and would you throw it away?
No, actually, I played it quite a bit. And then we all got fired, and CBS reabsorbed it somehow, or someone made off with it.
Do you want to go back to the bass?
No, remember, I stepped aside so Dr. Venegas could have his moment in the
Dr.
sun.
Well, Dr. Venegas had his moment in the sun. Now he's a raisin.
I know. And
don't you want to go back to being a bass player?
No, I do not.
Was it hard?
It's challenging because I never played it, but yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it when I did it.
So why wouldn't you want to do it again? I think people would want to see you play bass. Then there's something about you playing bass. Looks cool. Big, fat, thick strings, just like your penis.
Okay, let's. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not playing the bass at all.
Big, fat, thick, veiny strings.
Ew.
Great big bass guitar with PLD on it.
I'm fine with a shirt.
The dando bass.
That vibrates. With two necks.
Can be shared.
Alfie, line two.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, Ashley.
Hi. I was calling because I had a question about your porn preferences, I guess would be the best way to put it. Mm-hmm. I was just asking if you were down with the swirl. I mean, do you ever watch porn with black women? Because I don't really hear you guys talk about black women too much as being, I guess, desirable. But I was just curious if you're...
Hot, to me, is hot. I don't know her name, but there's this cute little hot black chick that's in porn. I don't know. If it makes me hot, I'm grabbing the Kleenex. I'm ready to go.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you enjoy the pornography?
No, not really.
Are you concerned that I don't talk enough about black pornography?
I would say that I'm more. I don't know. Concerned is a strong word. I would just say that I've just noticed more that whenever you guys are talking about women that you find sexually attractive, whether they be porn stars or whether they just be, you know, random, celebrities, it always tends to skew towards white women. And if that's what you're...
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. How do you know when we throw out names that they're white women?
Well, like I said, I'm talking in regard to, like, celebrities. If you're talking about random women, then I'm not going to know.
Oh, you know, no, celebrities? Halle Berry, I'd be up all in that.
Everybody agrees on Halle Berry.
Vanessa, kind of what's her name?
Redgrave?
Oh.
Vanessa Williams. Yeah, not Vanessa Redgrave.
Vanessa Redgrave is not. No.
I don't care what color you painted her. That ain't going to happen. Vanessa Williams.
Kerry Washington. You like her? We all like Kerry Washington from Scandal.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rosario.
Dawson.
Dawson. I like her.
And, of course, Beyonce. You can't leave her out.
You know, I've never really thought about Beyonce, only because anytime I see her on hey, pump your colored brakes.
Anytime I help you, because the Beehive will come for you if you talk bad about Beyonce.
I got nothing bad to say. The only problem is every time I see her, she's in the news, and there's, you know, something going on between her and
Jay-Z
and Kanye.
Sometimes
somehow the three are always associated, and Kanye just turns me off.
Kanye is special. he is special. I like Kanye West. I don't like Kanye Kardashian. Kanye West that gets on TV and says George Bush doesn't care about black people. That's the Kanye I like. I can't fool with Kanye Kardashian.
Where he's full of himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's always been full of himself. Now he's just full of himself and crazy. Well, more crazy than before.
But I like the way that you refer to him as Special K.
Ashley, also Russ loves, what's her name, Alf? Is it Gabori Sidibe?
Gabori Sidibe.
Yeah. Loves
her.
Well,
good for you. Good for you. Some meat on the bones. I'm glad to hear that.
Which chick is that?
Alfie, I'll send you a link.
Alfie, who are we talking about?
She starred in Precious.
She was also in the movie with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy, Tower Heist.
She's on Empire right now.
She's on Empire.
Even though the wigs they give her on Empire are trash.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to throw it out like, well, I'm not racist. Look at all the black friends I have. Or, you know, look at all the black women I masturbate to.
I also like how when you say, look at all the black friends I have, you go through year two, and then you jump over to my list and say, well, also there's Tone.
Well, it's not about being racist. I mean, like I said, said, if you're not into black girls, you're not into black girls. I'm just saying that if you are, you should talk about it a little bit more so that whiteness.
But black women, I haven't been out with a black woman. I had one date one time, and she was the one that kind of got overly anxious about it and changed her mind. And I was looking forward to it. And
well, you should. So if you fall off one time, you don't get back on the horse. You need to try again.
I didn't get a chance to get on that hoe.
you need to try again.
He's also a little afraid.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
You should be a little afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely be a little afraid.
Are you involved right now?
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
35, I have to be for a second. But Dan O'Malley, Dan's kind of more so my taste a little bit. Sorry.
Dan what?
What?
Dan's kind of more so my taste.
Yeah.
No tea, no shade.
Well, you go get, just get you some Dan. Get Dan. I like the way that you used me to get to Dan. Get Dan. All right, so I'm an ugly old man. Just say it. Say it.
I didn't say all that.
Say it. Call me one. You won't call me a honky. Call me one.
I don't use words like that because.
Well, then talk to Dan. I ain't got nothing else to say to you.
You see what you did, Ashley? You made it, but you hurt his feelings.
You talk to her. I ain't got nothing to say.
I know you're out on it.
What does she mean when she says she doesn't use words like that? She dropped the N-word at least once on me when I picked up her phone.
Well, I don't care what talk to Dan. Dan, talk to that one.
Ashley, why are you not attracted to Russ?
How old are you right now? Were you like 50-something?
Just say it. I'm ugly.
No. I wouldn't say that you're ugly. You have a mustache, and I'm not really into mustaches. Like, my dad has a mustache, so that's kind of creepy to me.
Would it make you hot if I kissed your daddy?
No, that would not make me hot at all.
I don't think you're helping your cause.
Well, she obviously didn't want me anyway. How old are you?
35.
Okay.
I mean, if you're into dudes, that's okay. I mean, do you? I'm fully supportive of the LGBT.
I'm not into dudes, and I'm not into your daddy. I don't know what your daddy looks like. Just because he's a mustache doesn't mean he looks like Billy Dee Williams. So you think I am a whore?
Okay. Oh, well, I mean, I try not to slut shame, so do you.
And you like Dan. You just talk to Dan. I ain't got nothing to do with this. You know what? You turn my stomach. Just talk to me.
Dan's married, so there's really no point in talking. I mean, we can be friends, but, I mean, I'm not going to charge to put my badge on him.
Well, I don't want to be friends. I ain't got no time for friends. I need me a woman. Does this voice turn you on?
No, it doesn't.
You don't like this one at all?
No, I don't.
What about if I add the music to go with it?
I'd really rather you didn't.
I bet you do.
No, this is really...
It's on now, isn't it?
Man, it's getting uncomfortable.
This doesn't feel like a safe place to me anymore, Russ.
It is safe. It's always safe. You're always in my arms, always in my heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's flattering. Thank you. Now remove your arms from around me and take 2 steps back.
Why don't you call the police?
No, because they shoot me. So no, I can't do that.
Man, that's a... Man, that happened so fast.
Well, you want Dan. Why don't you just email Dan? Why don't you send Dan email pictures of yourself and leave me alone since you find me horrific?
No need for that.
You were horrific.
That's Dan's crazy. More my style. You know why? Because I'm into pretty people.
Not true.
Okay, once again, I did not say all that. If you're inferring more from what I said, that's your fault. You might want to talk to someone about that.
I ain't got to talk to nobody about how I extrapolate from anything. You said Dan's more my type. Take Dan. You don't like old guys with mustaches? Take Dan.
You don't
Take
have him. A mustache. You have a goatee. There's a difference.
Well, the mustache is a mustache, and the goatee goes with the mustache.
But they're connected. So
well, it's still called a mustache.
No, it's not.
Well, yeah. Who's had one longer?
You tell people you have a mustache.
Leave your daddy out of this. I already said I ain't interested.
Sorry. What? Sorry, my bad.
If you tell people you have a mustache, they're going to assume Tom Selleck. They're going to assume Billy Dee. And then you show up with chin hair and facial hair that connects to the mustache. They're going to say, you should have said you had a goatee.
It's still a mustache with a goat.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just telling you, it's not helping you.
I've already lost interest in her.
I'm just saying, if when you say I have a mustache, that immediately is going to turn off a certain number of women. Whereas a goatee will turn off less.
I thought women like, you don't like face hair?
No, I was actually just about to say, beards can be very hot on guys.
A mustache is turn off.
Yeah, mustache.
You know what? Here's what I think. I think it's because a mustache, behind a mustache is a white man. Say it.
Although I will have to say here lately, I have not really been feeling my white folks as much. So some of y'all have been on some other stuff here lately.
I don't know what white folks you're talking about. All I know is I'm trying to bond the races. And it's probably the only show I know of that bonds the races.
Okay. Well, then if you want to bond the races as a white ally, what you can do is speak out in support of bringing down the white supremacy that exists in this country, recognizing your privilege as being a white person, especially a white male at that.
I don't have to talk about my privileges. I know what my privileges are. I want all people. I still follow the words of Dr. Martin Luther King.
White folks are always real quick to bring up MLK, but what you don't realize is that MLK cannot stand white moderates.
I'm not a white moderate, and Dr. King wasn't a black activist. Dr. King was a human activist. Praise.
Oh, okay, well, read more of his works, and yeah, read.
So you don't like Dr. King?
No, I didn't say I have no ill will towards.
Sounds like you just hate men in general.
No. My point is that white people are always real quick to bring up Dr. Martin Luther King, but it's always just quick bites here. Like, you don't really go in for the deep cuts.
I've listened to longer cuts of More Than I Have a Dream, and it wasn't really until, and I got a break, but I'll tell you this. It wasn't until President Obama was running for president first time, and we found out his pastor was Jeremiah Wright. And you compared the preaching, the gospel that Jeremiah Wright preached as opposed to Dr. King. And that, to me, that showed me the difference. And at that point, we don't say MLK anymore. We say Martin Luther King. So I ain't pulling sound bites.
I don't, honestly speaking, I don't know a lot about Jeremiah Wright, so I can't really speak on that, you know, knowledgeably. I guess, is that the word?
Well, don't call a show where you don't know what you're talking about, because that's not the way we roll. If you don't know about black history, don't call.
You're the one that brought up Jeremiah Wright, not me.
Say, I didn't call you. You called me.
I called you to ask you about porn.
Well, I don't answer your question about porn. I look at black chicks. Now, the black men I don't look at. As somehow I just, I'm out of that league. I'm not even a welterweight when you look at one of those black men.
All I ask is that if you're into black chicks, talk about us more.
Well, why would I talk about you more if you say you don't like me? Oh, I'm more into Dan. I don't like mustaches. And I especially don't like the white man behind that mustache.
Okay, once again, I did not say all that. You're reading more into it. You might want to talk to someone.
I ain't reading nothing into it.
Issues.
All I know is I've been offended, and I'm going to hang up and listen for your response. I am really dizzy.
Yeah, you should
be. Back to the Russ Martin Show.
$6.59. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Not a whole lot going on right now. We're getting started off in Dallas, westbound I-30 just before Loop 12. Walton Walker got it. The accident there has been cleared out. Traffic there still backed up back from Hampton Road. In Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20, right at the bush, that accident there has also been cleared out. Traffic still pretty jacked up back into Arlington, back to Cooper Street. And finally, in Grand Prairie, westbound 20, this one also at the bush, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left shoulder. Traffic running a little slow through there. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Winnem before you can buy them. Tickets to go see Incubus, the Deftones, and Death from Above 1979 on August 20th at the Jex. That's going to be a good show. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Full details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, the skies will be clear with a low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 82. Right now, 79 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Wait a minute.
What do we got left?
We got a number of things left. I'll start with a North Dakota state representative who goes by the name of Randy Boning. It's fitting. He's a Republican, and he recently came out after he was caught sending explicit photos on a gay dating app. Boning, who voted against a bill earlier this month that would extend housing, workplace, and other protections to lesbian, gay, and transgender North Dakota residents, revealed this week that he is attracted to both men and women. His revelation came 2 weeks after he originally declined to comment on information that appeared to show that the lawmaker used Grindr, which is a gay dating app. Dustin Smith.
But he voted against, what'd you say, housing for what?
He voted against protections for the lesbian and gay community.
Okay. I wonder what happened. Here's my guess.
Okay.
I don't know anything about this story.
Right.
I know that there was a story about somebody who was outed.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is he knew somebody found out and decided to go ahead and come out before the media jumped on it. Is that right?
He says, where'd it go? He said no one influenced him to come forward. He told the forum, local news service, that he believes the outing was orchestrated by political opponents.
Are you outed? Are you bisexual? Are you gay?
He's confirmed it by saying he's bisexual.
Again, another politician waffling. You homosexual or you straight? I'm bisexual.
Of course you are.
I'm right in the middle. I watch out for both sides. I'm okay. Some days I like this. Some days I like this.
Well, maybe some days you want both.
Well, then that's when I get almond joy. I'm not sure if that's right, but it's got to be close.
That's fine. Everyone's got the slogan in their head. Dustin Smith is a 21-year-old that representative had chatted with and received sexually explicit photos from Representative Boning on the Grindr. Dustin said, "I just felt this story had to get out. A representative had voted against a bill for the LGBT community, and here he was talking to me on Grindr."
If he voted against any gay right or any, let's go back to just human rights. Let's stay with Dr. King.
Okay.
Human rights. Regardless of your preference. Like I said before, you want to rub the muff, rub the muff, do the scissors. Mm. I'm okay with that. In fact, I dig it. You want to push your poo? Not into that, but push your poo. But has he ever used the Bible as far as the way he voting against gay rights?
No. He said he voted against this and passed bills attempting to provide legal protection for sexual orientation because he didn't believe his constituents supported them.
And that's fair. I mean, that's your gig.
It is, but it's also kind of an out. I mean, if typically a representative will say, I'm here to do, you know, what my constituents want, but at the same time, they also love to say, I did this, I championed this cause, I voted this way.
How many of your constituents did you talk to?
Right. None of them.
Well, but I'm always in touch with the community. I go out to the, if you'll notice, almost every politician, whether it's who's on the hotline.
That is your chocolate lover.
Is it Tony?
It's Tony.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's going on?
What up? You saved me some prime rib?
Yes, I'll make sure I got you some prime rib for you, sweetie.
And you going to save me some chocolate rib?
I you know I got it for you. That's a special one for later on.
Hey, brother, you playing this up too gay.
Well, it's the first time I called, and I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty sure they're going to be like, I wonder how serious this is. So I was like, you know, we'll give them a show.
Has anybody stopped in and asked for you?
I just had two people, and one of my friends who listens to your radio show, he just called up here, and he was like, hey, Russ said he's coming in. You need to make sure he has some prime rib. And I was like, let me give him a call just to let him know that I get his prime rib. But I'm actually leaving early because we're kind of slow.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's not that busy. And there is another bartender on, so I'm like, okay.
Whoa. What time are you leaving?
I'm actually getting ready to walk out here in like 10 minutes.
Damn, where you going?
I'm probably going to go watch the draft somewhere and have a couple of drinks.
You're hanging out with your brothers, ain't you?
I just might go do that. It is draft day.
What did I tell you about hanging out with other black people?
Hey, you know I still got special room for you in the heart. Don't worry about it.
All right, go ahead and get that tattoo with my name finished up over the top of your ass.
I would definitely do that.
You nasty tramp.
Man, the two of you got to be careful. Yeah. It starts out as a game, but eventually someone's...
It stays a game. There's never a point where it crosses over. Hell, this is reality.
Well, I'm just saying, you got to be careful when two people are really committed to a game of chicken.
This ain't a game of chicken.
I'm just saying.
It's like that game of chicken is where you stick it in first.
Just saying, your faces get close enough.
This is playing that we don't know. We don't play that. This is a character.
He's doing it well.
How did he get the damn hotline?
Oh, I know how.
How?
You probably got drunk and gave it to him one night.
I bet he f***ed out of me.
In case you were wondering what the secret is to getting the hotline number.
It's pillow talk.
You get a man to tell you anything after all that.
Say, man, in the Afterglow, why don't you give me the hotline to your radio station? Afterglow.
You got the glow.
All right. If you finish getting that tattoo over the top of your ass, let's say Russ. And Saul.
I bet it's real awkward for people when you're sitting at his bar and you guys are doing that back and forth.
We don't do that in public. It's the, you know, the quick hug. Hey, man, what's up? Da, da, da. Hey, all right now.
I'm here for your meat. Wait, that still sounds bad.
Yeah. I did manly stuff. I stopped before I got in here and I took a shit on a squirrel.
Tony's like, yeah, I was in back eating glass.
White glass, just so you know I'm not racist. I wonder why they're slow on a Thursday. How come have they ever sent us any food?
I believe so. They brought us a bunch of stuff one time.
All the mentions we've talked about the prime rib night.
Yeah, I think they did once.
All I know is there better be prime rib when I get there. I don't care if my man is there or not.
Mm-hmm. Give him a call. We'll have a couple drinks with him. Watch the draft.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck. Man, I can't wait to see who gets picked by a team that I don't care about. Look at all these different teams and names that I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to sit here just so later I can get some drunk black draft. I can't fathom. I wouldn't watch a draft for the Avengers.
I would watch I'd watch it for the Avengers. The draft is exciting. You never know what's going to happen. And tonight's just the first round, because now the NFL, they've got it to where they will, you know, they split it up into different nights. So, like, tonight is just the first round. Tomorrow night, I think, is rounds 2 and 3. And then Saturday, I think, is the rest of it.
I cannot read what you wrote on that note.
Hang on.
I know you're trying to feed me a line. Vietnam.
Draft!
Oh. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah.
Damn, I got to go watch a draft to see if I got to go to Vietnam. Is that what you're going for?
Not exactly, but that's close. I just figured if you were, I wouldn't think you'd want to watch something as morbid as the draft. And why are people cheering for it?
Yeah, I'd rather watch the draft to see who's going to Vietnam.
When stuff really matters.
You're just talking about who's going to make more millions of dollars.
Right.
As opposed to who's going to go serve our country in a place nobody wants to be.
Against their will.
What do you mean I don't get no college deferment? Kind of deal is that?
Nah, you're going to learn plenty over there. You'll learn about so many different things in the jungle.
And the good thing is when you come back, think of the warm welcomes that you'll get.
There'll be stadiums.
Take a tape parades. What were we doing?
We were talking about the politician that got busted on Grindr.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
The guy on Grindr out. Well, first of all, do you use code names on these social media sites?
Yeah, you can, like most things, you can.
How'd they figure out who this guy was?
I guess the kid recognized him.
They show his face?
At some point, they were probably messaging back and forth, so yeah. They probably shared photos and.
What makes you think there's any fiduciary duty to somebody that you meet on the internet? Hey, once I tell you something, this is just between you and me. It's like between me and my pastor, me and my priest. Mm-hmm. Thus the term fiduciary duty. You can't tell anybody else.
Yeah, actually, I can. I'm just someone you swiped the right way on Grindr.
And he voted against some type of bill for gay rights.
Yes. If anything, that might actually.
Well, you know what? You get to a point of if your constituents, and that really, that's what your gig is,
mm-hmm.
voting the way that you think you're supposed to represent your people in your district.
Right. And he may actually, if he is wise with this, he could try to spin this into his benefit to where he can come out and say, look, I'm one of them. But I am so much against this stuff that I voted against me. How much I hate the gays.
I am so for my constituents that I ignored my own rights as a semi-gay person.
Semi-gay.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Well, in a way. Now, hang on. I'm not totally gay. It's kind of just a little, just a tip.
Sometimes I'm on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I'm the heterosexual.
Right.
But
however,
there are times where a feller will catch my fancy, especially if he's got a brand new hat. American Harvester is my favorite.
Uh-huh.
And if he's got the bill bent just right. Mm. I mean, just right. Just like the way yours is, Dan, right now.
Oh, great God.
And he's got his sunglasses on top of the bill.
Okay, I don't have that. Thank God.
Whew-wee. Man. There's only so far you can push a heterosexual that I lose it. And if you take a man dressed like that, stick him in a Miata, man, it's going to take the U.S. Armed Forces to keep me from blowing that boy. I got an M to D missile. I got ready to shoot on him. You get it?
Yes.
You both of them?
Yes.
M to D.
Uh-huh.
Mouth to D.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's funnier to me. My head.
No, it's good. MTD missile. He like an Iron Man. Did one thought.
That's the thing with... You almost... I think that's why a lot of good people run for office, because they see so many a-holes pulling a-hole moves, voting in one direction, either possibly because they're really representing their constituents,
mm-hmm.
or because they're trying to cover up their secret life. or whatever other reason, but you see, you know, really good people run for political office. It's like, why would you want to be in that? What's the payoff?
Usually people start out, or at least in some cases, they start out with, you know, pure thoughts, with pure hopes and aspirations. They want to say, you know, I want to affect change. I want to be the person that, you know, that's at the forefront of whatever I want to change.
Then you find out what the rules are of the game of, you got to give up this and that to get this, even if you don't agree with this and that. So you can get this. So your ethics, your values have to change. And, you know, I'm okay at a certain point with compromise, but if it's right or it's wrong, it's right or it's wrong. And this is not a Mark Davis. Love Mark Davis. But this is not an agree to disagree situation. If in my gut I feel this is the right thing to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm proven wrong in the end, that's fine. But I did what I thought was right. Don't do it because you're trying to cover up your secret life or because you really think that what the people want. Do what your gut says to do. Stop being a jackass.
Just do the right thing.
You can't. You got too many people wanting too many different things, and to get those different things, you got to give up certain values, certain just watch House of Cards one time, one episode on Netflix and see, you know, all the crap that goes on, and supposedly it's about as accurate as you can get. You know, without actually using real names and real people. But it's just this give and take. Show me yours first. Trust this person. Well, here's why you should trust me. It really is a house of cards. It's I like the series, but it's almost nauseating knowing all that goes on, and it just depends on who likes you that day
and who's best at playing the game. And typically those with the purest intentions are the ones that get railroaded the fastest because they're typically seen as weak.
Well, you didn't give in, so they kicked you out. I didn't give in because I believed in it. Well, you still got kicked out, so now you got no power. Now you sucking off bartenders at a way. Okay, we have one more.
Yeah, parents in China who took their infant to the doctor after he had not passed a stool for 4 months were shocked when they found that their son had been born without a rectum. Swallow.
<Mm-mm.
laughs> Get it down.
Got it.
Huang Cheng underwent corrective surgery to fix the deformity in which the digestive system has no way to pass solids from the body.
Dang.
Huang's mom said when he was first born, everything seemed fine, and no one noticed that his bottom was malformed. But when he got to 4 months old, we noticed that
It took them 4 months?
Buddy, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, man! This kid ain't take a shit in 4 months!
We got the best kid ever!
Yeah, they think they hit the jackpot.
He doesn't cry, doesn't...
Doesn't do anything. All he does is just kind of gurgle. And looks like Louis Armstrong playing the trumpet. Go ahead.
When he got to 4 months old, we noticed that he never did a poo, but cried an awful lot, and we became worried. After three anal reconstruction surgeries over a six-month period, they realized he was going to be just fine. A hospital spokesperson said, first we did a colostomy so the boy could pass solids.
I was going to say colonoscopy wasn't going to be possible if he was born
with
no anus.
Yeah. Surgeons then made a cut in his anal area to pull the rectal pouch into place and create an anal opening.
Oh, Christ.
There were risks attached to the operation, as there always are, but the surgeons knew what they were doing. And
well, they had to do it. You can't leave a kid to go through life with the anus.
That's right. The procedures all went smoothly. Doctors do not expect any further complications and say you should grow up to have a normal life.
Bless you. God bless this organization. Our everyday lives are full of strife. Not being able to win a game on your smartphone. Not being able to find a Wi-Fi signal. Having to piss in a Snapple jar. But you've never seen a place like this. All of these kids were born without anuses. Each day is a day without grunting. Or even something you and I take for granted. A poot. Yes, the simple action of pooting may mean the difference between a joyous day or a meaty explosion. As you watch, you may ask, what could I have in common with these children? I have an anus. Well, more things than you may think. They know how to work, to love, and to play. They just don't know what it's like to pinch a loaf. You could help a child like little Amos here. He doesn't need a fancy one. Any anus will do. It doesn't have to be famous. Go to the phone. Call us at Cooperative Anal Creations of America. For just 64 cents a day, you could sponsor one of these kids' anuses. For 64 cents, you've made a new bud. Won't you make a new bud hole? Little Sydney here prays each night for a butt that works. Right, Sid?
Si, senor. And my puppy no has an anus.
Don't you have 64 cents for a Sid ass? And for just a few cents more a month, you can provide a nicer anus made from fresh Mediterranean calamari. Won't you help provide a child with a first-class hole? It's hard for most of us to imagine a day without an anus. Imagine a bullfrog with no lips or a mouth. You have no idea how a person's life changes when they get their first anus. Little Reginald here was so excited he struggled each day until he was able to master the pan flute with his anus. He still struggles with a steel guitar and still works hard every day to play the banjo with his new anus. Once you've chosen a child, you'll receive a picture each month of their movements. Remember, as Artie the Anus says, give a hoot, help them poot.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show. Audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com to get more information on 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. For more information on Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow. Or later.
Si, senor.
Rocks the Metroplex.